kicking like Dolomite. Last one got copyright. I'm kicking like Dolomite.
Five, to be sure.
Hey, one time, you ready?
Copyright.
Yeah.
Last one got copyright. Hey.
You know what time it is. Every time I rhyme, it's just a sign that I'm about to kill. Yeah, it's time for weapon, Will. We got the skill, we got the games. Don't make me grab it still. I put a hold in one like Abby did to Joel. Yeah, for real. And when it comes to aiming, I don't miss like Master Chief. I'll grab the piece and give your ass a halo just for talking sweet. When it comes to gaming, yeah, you know our team's elite. Check the leaderboards, run the game. You should pick up your feet. You can't lose, I'm too smooth. Just going to admit defeat. And ain't no capping around here, cause like Bond, I keep receipts. The most dangerous, better than these other guys. Try to come for us, what's life between your eyes like Jin Sakai? That's no lie nor prank. I grab the ratchet, no clank, and get my jiggy mask to show you how Jack Move got his name. Yeah. Look. King of the castle like Cooper, captain of the ship. My name ain't Blandry, but don't make me have to hit the switch. We'll dump you overboard, then watch the views. I ain't talking Twitch. Hey yo, Alex, go ahead. Talk to him real quick.
Oh, the Dolomite is my name, and fucking up motherfuckers is my game.
Dolomite, motherfucker, you heard of.
Claimant, a strike to claimant.
Say yo, still putting wheels on the pavement. My game so tight, it's like Jordan 1 lace. We stay in these gaming streets, ain't no way to be dormant. Ay, a Drake will leave your body uncharted like Lost Fortune. Coco Long Seam was cute, ay, and yeah, it served its purpose. But I'm trying to give a detailed description of what a hearse is. I say we flip the switch on these niggas before it get bland. I see a lot of posh jack in the format like Dapper Dan. You hitting the dislike button? You still a fan? Talk slick in the comments and like Dutch, I got a plan. We don't do the sneak dissing, that's that stuff that get you banned. Last time we told your ass to squad up, you start telling me. It's like I play with the sliders up.
Get it.
You just got 30 niggas, heard me, the time is up. Since 2015, we been kicking gang knowledge up. Dust your boots and join the crew if you wild enough.
Dust your boots, hey. Are you kidding me? Developers.
Dolomite, motherfucker, you heard of. 40 clips, kicking like Dolomite. Hey, 40 clips. Aimed at your fit beam, shoddy, so much ammo, it don't make sense. Trying to compete is a sacrifice, die again in your afterlife. I'm taking a road trip anytime you niggas wanna fight.
Polygons and body counts, that's all that I tend to like. Any other podcast a copy of lookalikes.
Hey, hey, and what they say?
What they say, huh?
Hey,
hey, what I say? Hey,
I put them in the dirt. Toss to get hurt, no face, no case. Smashed up like a Jiggy merch shirt. Sliding in that vent, I won't get back. Time to pay the debt. It's time for weapon wheel.
Yo, mic check.
Some of us are here.
I think we all here. Can you guys hear me? I
think all of us are here. Yeah, we hear you. How's it going, man?
Early for once?
Everybody's on time. What do you know? Wouldn't bet on that.
On time?
Yeah, man. Chat was good. How y'all doing out there? Hope everybody's having a fabulous Sunday. Except Jack, I hope his is terrible.
I'm not hearing you guys.
Okay, that was uncalled for. All right,
start Discord.
You can't hear us, Bon? I guess not. Jack, I want you to know that I'm not buying another game till fall of next year. Everything else is up to you.
That's what was crazy. I was saying the same shit the other day. I'm not buying another game until fall of next year. So what we gonna do?
Nah, because I've got us covered. I covered us until like spring. You hear us, Bon? No, I guess
hey,
not.
Hey, BG, listen, BG, I appreciate you, brother. You know, I appreciate you, man. I do. I definitely do. Thank you, brother.
All right. Yeah, I got us covered until like dang near March, April. So after that, whatever happens, happens is up to you. I guess, you're the dictator of what we end up playing.
You're gonna be made that money back by the end, though, right?
Oh,
your gaming budget gonna be replenished by the end.
Man,
it's like work. You're a boss. It's like work.
Yeah. Next year looking. The first 3 months of next year looking nuts. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yes, sir. Put it on me.
Wow. Bond, you hear us yet?
Bro, let him leave it like that.
You know, Bond is like the most incapable PC dude I've ever met. Nigga could barely like figure out how to screw in a light bulb. Most incapable PC dude ever. Facts. Oh man. Who the hell sent me Mario Party? This looked like 3 or something. Shit like Mario Party 3. Like, where y'all dug this shit up from?
So nobody won't smoke with me in Mario Party. I'm gonna let y'all know that right now. Yeah, I'm really that dude in that.
Mario Party is truly a game of randomness and chance, bro. There's really no skill to this. Y'all stop.
No, it's the board game. When they get to that part, people be cheating and shit, man.
Okay, like the actual mini games, that, you know, that, those take skill, but like whether you end up winning is completely by chance.
That's RNG. Yeah, that's RNG.
Because, bro, in the latest Mario Party, you know they'll give you a star just for being the worst player. Like at the end of the round, like, oh, worst player, here's a star, right? And then they'll give you stars for like doing random stuff. If you're the worst player, if you stepped on the most of a certain tile, like, oh, here goes a certain star. So you could be dominating the whole game and like just losing literally at the last part of the game. It's insane.
I lost like that. We was playing against one NPC and they gave this man a star for doing some dumb shit at the very end. He won by one star, bro. I was gonna win the game.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's all a setup, bro. It's all a scam. But I think today it's not too many major topics. There's only a few, and it's a whole bunch of minor shit. So I don't expect to be here too damn long. Wanted to make it a smooth 2 hours, 2 hours and 15 minutes. Shout out to the boys in the Discord last week for providing a 7-hour after dark.
You're welcome.
I kind of want to ask what the hell is wrong with you, but
what's funny, we was actually in there for longer than 7 hours. We just didn't drag you back up. We was in there for like 2 extra hours after that.
We didn't leave
to 5 a.m we didn't leave to 5 a.m that day.
So what's wrong with you?
Well, you know, I felt bad because the last After Dark got corrupted. No fault of my own, by the way. I felt bad. You know, we felt bad collectively, so we wanted to provide people with some entertainment. You know what I mean? Plus, I was playing the game. I was trying to get a platinum, so might as well, you know?
Stayed up till 5 in the morning. And what time did you wake up? When did you go to sleep?
I don't even fucking remember, bro. And then I woke up and motherfucker was demanding me to do a live stream. I'm like, fam, I'm tired, bro. I think that was Halloween, wasn't it? Yeah, that was Halloween. They were like, when you gonna stream today? I'm like, fam, I'm tired, bro. You know, fucking 7 hour goddamn. That was on top of the podcast. Like, bro, people don't be realizing, bro.
Just a life of whack move, huh?
That's a lot of talking, man. I'm a man of the people, though. You know what I mean?
I smell you.
Everybody.
When you're a big
shepherd, check your like, settings. You know? Well, Bond, what the hell?
There we go.
Now you hear us? Okay.
So, you know how Discord makes that bang, 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 bang sound every time?
Mm-hmm.
When people type messages?
Oh, yeah.
I muted Discord, but I never unmuted it.
Oh. You could disable that, though, Bond. You could disable, it's a little bell at the top, and you could do it to where it only, when you get added, it'll make that noise. But it won't add it, it won't do it for every message.
Okay, good to know. I mean, I figured there was such an option. I just didn't feel like looking at it for it.
Yes. Just click that little bell at the top of the screen.
Random.
Oh, did you guys already do intros yet?
No. Random. I just tasted butternut squash for the first time. What the hell is this? Like, what the hell do people be eating, dog?
You ain't finna ask your wife that.
No, I would never eat anything called butternut. But okay.
Oh my god! It's first of all, my wife didn't actually cook it.
All right.
But I was like, because they tell me it tastes like one of those pies, and I was like, let me taste it. Right,
it's bang pie.
I'm like, this joint is terrible. Anyway, let's do these intros and get the podcast started. It's Weapon Wheel Podcast, episode 343. If you want to listen to our podcast on audio live streaming, check out iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. If you want to become a member and support the support the podcast, we have a Patreon, and you can also support the channel by becoming a member. That will give you access to the After Dark and the Weapon Wheel Discord, which we just mentioned. The After Dark was 7 hours last week, so quality entertainment. Just for $6 a month, damn near every single week. So y'all should tap into that. Y'all should support that. Very entertaining stuff where we answer all of your submitted questions on Patreon.
Gives you something good to listen to at work.
Exactly. They give y'all a whole work shift. 7 hours. It's a whole work shift. It's crazy. And hit that like button, please. You know, support the podcast, YouTube algorithm, and all that jazz. And if you want to submit a video to be featured during the podcast, link is in the description for that. You can just drag and drop it right in there. And yeah, let's do these intros smooth.
What's up, everybody? It's the best spot. The curse is over. And
congratulations,
who you want to pick? Congratulations.
the curse is not over, and I'll explain why.
Why is that?
I tried to finesse it, but the finesse guys don't allow it. Smooth has to make a legitimate bet that he believes in. I tried to finesse it, Jack. You can't finesse it. And I learned the hard way. You can't finesse it. Because Smooth initially said he did not want to do it. But not only did I finesse him, try to finesse it, but I tried to make the payoff higher. If you were to lose, you can't finesse it.
So it's smooth. He actually has to believe it.
Yep.
That there's validity to that, because he actually believed that that Super Bowl. He actually believed, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So not only did I try to make a bet that he didn't want to believe in, I would have ended up paying him off more if he would have lost than if he would have won.
Hmm.
So yeah, you can't finesse the finesse guys.
There's rules to and limits, yep, to Smooth's powers. Okay.
Pretty much. Yeah, he's got to believe it. He don't believe it, don't work.
Interesting. Okay, Jack.
Ragnarok is coming, and so am I.
Bond.
Still undefeated of the East, but it's not good in Philly right now. Lost two finals in one day. The Union lost. The Phillies lost. Not looking good, but the Eagles still doing it. Ragnarok is coming out, which is going to be good. Bayonetta is already out, so two thirds of the console gaming division actually has good quality action adventure games to play. I don't know what they're doing over in Xbox Lane, but I guess we'll talk about that sooner or later tonight.
Shout out to the Xbox. Alex, are you there, sir?
Yeah. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the car. I'm on my way home right now. Yes, sir.
I pick me up some McDonald's on the way home, man.
Ew.
I was waiting for it.
Only broke people eat McDonald's, BG.
What?
Unhealthy fat slobs.
Tell them, Bond.
Wow, that's crazy.
Wow. 30-second quick little story. Found McDonald's in my girl's car. I was like, oh, hell no.
What?
Yeah, to drop her.
I was like, why you got McDonald's? She's like, oh, I just had coffee. I was like, it looks like a milkshake and some burgers and fries to me.
So your girls can't have McDonald's? What the
hell? No.
You told her to hop on a scale or what?
You don't have to eat fast food out here, BG. A McDonald's coffee, okay. But we do not eat meals at McDonald's. I'll negotiate with Chick-fil-A, but I do not negotiate with fast food terrorists.
Wow. It's crazy. You run a tight shift over there, huh?
Oh, hell yeah.
Mm.
Bad habits make bad results.
I feel you.
I mean, you look at the Jiggy Food thing. I mean, jeez.
The Jiggy Food chat, yes, sir, on the Discord. Fire. The boys be posting over. Yes, right. Sir. Yes, sir.
And I am your host, BG, old man BG, they like to call me. Man who hates everything, but y'all love me. And we gonna get it.
Kevin Samuels of video games.
I guess. All right. I just want to start out talking about Resident Evil Village Shadow of Rose DLC. I just beat it. It's a four-hour DLC. Very, I would say very enjoyable. There's one part that fucked me up, though. Like, so it's funny. This DLC is about 4 hours, right? The first half of it is just like typical kind of, you know, Resident Evil Village gameplay. You got those sludge, you know, monsters or whatever, they're new versions of them that Rose is killing, and she's making her way through the castle and everything like that. Typical.
You back in the castle on this? You back in the castle?
Yeah, I don't want to give it away. It's not really a spoiler. She's not physically in the castle, but she's in the castle. It's one of those dream state things. She's not actually physically there. It's kind of like a dream state. One of those type of things. She's mentally there, I guess I should say. So that's the first half of the DLC, and it's fun. If you like Resident Evil Village, you're going to like the first half of the DLC. The whole thing. The second half is really where the horror aspect comes in. Right. They kind of like take away your weapons, and there's like more puzzles, and there's these parts where you're more running away from enemies. And these are environmental puzzles where you got to get around them and shit like that. And Rose has powers in this. That's what I really like. Because if you beat Resident Evil, she comes from Ethan, and Ethan was infected with something. So, you know, his daughter is, you know, infected with that, and she has like mutations, so she has like freezing powers, and as you go throughout the DLC, her powers evolve, and you know, you can like freeze enemies, and you can use her powers to access certain areas that you couldn't before. And like I said, throughout the DLC, her powers get upgraded. So I really enjoyed it. The only part for me that I kind of didn't like was the final boss, which it's a recycled boss, I'll say that. You fought this boss already. So I'm like, that's kind of lame. I didn't want to do this again. That's number one. And one thing I don't like, I feel like Resident Evil bosses lately have been kind of ass, whether it's even in Resident Evil 3, Resident Evil Village, like some of the bosses are hit and miss, but like the designs are kind of ass. Plus on PC, the final boss is glitched, right? So on PC, like there's certain like parts of the boss fight where a button prompt is supposed to come up. It's almost like a QTE, but not really. It's just a button prompt supposed to come up to let you know when to do something. On PC, it does not come up for whatever reason. So I was literally getting my ass whooped at the beginning of this fight, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I didn't understand what was happening. I get to the end of the fight. A button prompt is supposed to come up. I'm just standing there looking like a dumbass because I'm like, I'm not even sure if I'm supposed to do anything. And I end up dying, and I got to literally do the whole boss fight over again.
Why does a gaming god need a button prompt? Should you just be able to magically figure that out?
By pressing any button on the keyboard, sure. But it's not like she gets new powers. She gets like brand new powers at the final boss fight that you don't have throughout the entire game. She gets like her superpowers, her real like final flash, if you want to call it, for Vegeta's sake. She gets her final flash or whatever. And like, I didn't know, because she doesn't have this power throughout the whole DLC. So that's why I'm standing there looking stupid.
Why would you call it a final flash?
Whatever you want to call it. I just thought of Vegeta.
I mean, the final flash never beat anybody.
Oh, brother. You get the point, Bond. The point is,
because that's an L move. It never beat anybody.
Okay, Big Bang. You would call it the Big Bang?
Okay, you beat a fat, bald android.
Okay, Big Bang, the spirit bomb move, right? She's supposed to do that shit, but the button prompt doesn't come up, and I stand there looking stupid, and I gotta...
never killed anybody by itself either.
I don't know what the... So how the fuck motherfuckers be dying in Dragon Ball then? I don't know.
Right now.
So motherfuckers be doing all these moves in Dragon Ball and didn't kill nobody.
Okay, let's go through it. Vegeta never died in the first saga. They technically didn't kill Frieza. Trunks killed him. Gohan killed Cell. And then when they threw the spirit bomb at Buu, they literally had to wish Goku's power back while Vegeta was getting his ass whooped. I don't think Goku killed anybody in Dragon Ball Z outside of Buu with the help of the Dragon Balls.
So Kamehameha Wave, that killed Cell, right?
From Gohan.
Sure, let's look. Okay, you want to go Kamehameha Wave? Is that better, Bond?
I mean, I don't know. It killed one person.
No. Anyway, the point is Rose gets her final move and the prompt doesn't come up. So it's kind of fucked in that way. But and it's a widespread issue on PC, but on console, for some reason, it's fine. And this DLC has been out for weeks and Capcom has not patched it. It's a well-known problem, apparently. But overall, besides that, real good DLC, especially the second half. Really enjoyed it.
Just said Gallic Gun.
Okay, I guess. Nobody else played this Rose DLC yet, right?
I'm not a fan of the new Resident Evil games.
And it's so much better in third person. Oh my god, so much better in third person. Love it.
Smooth. Did you ever?
Is that how you played this DLC?
Yeah, the DLC is only in the DLC. You can play it in first person, I think. But yeah, it's much better in third person.
Smooth. Did you ever beat 2 or 3 remakes?
Nope.
Jeez.
Tragic, man. I know.
Yeah, you would think owning an Xbox, these would be games you beat, but you'd be playing some whack ass
games. Come out. No, I played a lot of quality games last year, buddy.
I mean, those games came out at a time when Xbox still was getting less games than they are now, so.
Stop ragging on Xbox.
I mean, the thing is, I've only beaten I only beat maybe 2 Resident Evils in my lifetime, and they're all fairly recent. I did RE4 on GameCube and then RE5 on Xbox.
Smooth. The whole thing was you weren't going to play certain games until they got the Series X upgrade. I mean, I'm sorry, the 1X upgrade. They then got the 1X upgrade. You still didn't play them. And then you said you're waiting for the Series X upgrade.
I never said that about any of the Resident Evil.
Now you're going to be waiting for, the Series Y or the Series Z upgrade?
I'm going to wait until the game is easy enough for me to play it.
Oh, my God.
These games are not hard, Smooth.
It's not that they're hard. I don't know how to play. I don't understand. The thing is that...
You don't understand the mechanics?
I don't understand. I don't understand the mechanics of Resident Evil. I never have. I try to get into them. I waste money on Resident Evil almost every time they release, and I just I can't do this. Throw my hands up.
They came out with a DLC to where you could spend $1 and get an RPG, an endless RPG.
But he can't color inside the lines, so he can't figure out the map.
No. Yeah, fair enough. I can color inside the lines. What's the point of killing her and I can't figure out where to go next?
Nah.
You're really special, Smooth. That's crazy.
I mean, some games literally set me back, bro.
So now we know why Xbox has games the way they do, because their fan base can't read maps.
Resident Evil 2 and 3 have an amazing map, though. That's the thing. Their maps are greatly designed. That's one of the best made maps, because the map literally tells...
And it's color-coded.
Yeah, it literally tells you, hey, nigga, you haven't been here yet. Maybe you should go here. It literally tells you that.
I told y'all he can't color inside the lines, hence he can't play the game.
Mm. Yeah, and I feel like Village kind of guides you. It's not a... Yeah, it's not like it keeps you guessing, you're not sure where to go. It kind of guides you. It's pretty linear and... Honestly,
pretty much
I'm gonna try to do Village again.
Pretty much every Resident Evil, it's impossible to get stuck. There's either enemies in the room, or it literally tells you, hey, this room isn't blue, so that you either haven't been in here or something's in here that you missed.
Is there an unlimited ammo option for Resident Evil 8? Because them dudes be taking shots to the head,
no
the
idea.
It's called Survival Harvest, where you're not supposed to kill everything.
Only the ones you absolutely need to. I mean, I played on hardcore on this DLC, and bro, at the end of the game, I had maybe 70 pistol rounds. Because it's and I think it's four. It's four or five shots down an enemy to the head.
I mean, or you do what I do, or what Smooth said he should do: shoot them in the kneecaps and run by them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly what you said you're going to do to me, so why don't you do it?
Wait, you don't have to kill the enemies?
No!
It's survival horror. No, you don't need to kill anything.
So, all right, so you can get through the game without really killing anything, with the exception of a boss fight.
There's definitely enemies you have to kill, but you can definitely run past like a bunch of them. Like in the first part of the DLC, I think like there's literally like four enemies in like a small room. I just got what I needed. There was like a key item, a key. I ran to the dresser, ran out, didn't kill any of them. Need to.
True. People have been beating like Resident Evil games with knives since like the first game.
Yeah. Like you got to figure out the situations where, okay, I got to kill these motherfuckers, and the situations where, no, I could just run past this bitch. So
it's the problem with the Xbox fans. You use their kryptonite. Figure it out.
LOL. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Why do you think the completion rate is so low on these Xbox games?
Well, they say it's because
true, but
they say it's because Game Pass and it gives the game access to a lot more people. So they say inherently the completion is going to be lower. I'm just telling you what they say.
I mean, I honestly think, right, I think we need to drop this whole idea that all games have to be beat to a completion.
Wait, why? What's the okay? Do you buy books or watch movies and not finish it? Like what?
That's different, bro. Movie is hour and 40 minutes, bro. Like what are you talking? Like so here's the thing. When you watch a movie, right? Or go to the movies, I mean, chances are you're not going to walk out on a movie, right? The thing is about video games is like, yeah, there's games I play and spent time in and just haven't gotten to finish it, but I played like a shit ton of it. That's what it's like. It's not like so what does completing it do, really?
I think if you don't like it, it's fine not to complete it. If you don't like it.
Yeah, I was about to say, BG, the only times you probably haven't beaten a game is because they were trash and you dropped them, right?
Yeah, so when I don't like it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I stopped reading books. And I definitely stopped reading books. Easily. Like that. Like I'm like, there's only a few. I can count on in my hand how many books I actually got through from cover to cover.
I mean, I'm sure you could. I can't imagine Smooth reading much.
I mean, it turned out pretty all right.
Smooth, it's like going out to eat. If you're paying for something in a service, the only reason you're not going to use it is because it's trash.
Go ahead, Jack.
I was going to ask Smooth how far was he in Persona 5 so far.
Wow, yeah.
Shut up, Jack. Be quiet, Jack. You're not allowed to talk about that game on this podcast.
I just got. I can't say I just because I haven't played it in a few days. But I'm out of Palace 2. I'm trying to do some content, do some stuff in Mementos. But like that place got me all messed up on what to do. So I'm about to just beeline to the Palace 3. So
okay.
Lord bless you, though.
And I haven't seen any streams lately, though. Smooth. What's up?
I don't. That game is hard. It's horrible to stream. I streamed the first time. I'm like, man, this game is hard to stream.
Imagine what Jack feels like.
That game's a hard game to stream, dude.
I streamed the entire game, brother.
Don't make me find out you like reduce the difficulty.
It took him a year too.
No. I'm playing it on normal. I have no reason to reduce the difficulty. Surprisingly, it hasn't been that bad. When I run into a challenge, I just do things around the town, buy supplies, and good.
All right.
The difficulty hasn't been a problem. It's more so just the gameplay loop. It's the gameplay loop. Like I don't mind going through a palace and fighting and exploring things, but it's the stuff that I have to do throughout the day in between is what.
Like, I mean, that's what I don't like. Most of the time, that's what I said. Yeah. I don't like
talking to the people and communicating and building your friendships and all that.
Yeah. Like,
but it makes the game easier though.
Yeah, it does because, like, you know what I mean? I work at the flower shop.
There you go.
Oh my god, it sounds terrible. Anyway, let's move on.
She hates this game.
Yes, I do. Sackboy on PC has been completely ignored, neglected, and is a failure. But you know, it was the same thing on PlayStation, so I'm not surprised. Like, I keep telling y'all, man, Media Molecule keeps making some irrelevant ass games and people get
they didn't make that game.
True. You're right. That was Sumo Digital. Okay.
Yeah. They only made the first two a little bit.
But they make some irrelevant ass IPs long term. I'm still blaming them. Okay, I'm nobody cares about Sackboy. Okay, Sackboy was
like your personality to like not like me.
I'm gonna be real. Little Big Planet 2, 1 and 2 was only relevant because PlayStation fanboys hyped it up. That shit is garbage. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Little Big Planet was something like PlayStation fanboys counted at the time in the list wars of games. That shit was never that relevant, bro. Like, it's come on, bro. Really? We gonna act like
there was no other game agree with BG. That gave creativity to the player. No other game on Xbox could do that.
Who cares? This game sucks.
What's there?
I'm going to agree with BG for this reason alone. Media Molecule's IPs can't survive on PlayStation, whether you like them or not. But here's the bigger problem. If those IPs can't survive on PC, where creativity and, you know, modding and level creation, all that stuff, they're done.
They only put Sackboy on there.
People don't even want to mod this game. Like, I haven't seen no impressive mods. And anybody seen it?
Hey, Sackboy, it's not like the other Little Big
Planet. Yeah, this is more of a platformer. It's not a game.
This ain't creative. Yeah. There's no creative tool in this game.
But you could still mod in the character, yeah. Mod the character no. Sackboy, and do whatever you want to him if they were interested.
That's like Peter Parker's dick swinging
in 12 hours on Spider-Man PC. Uh-huh.
Yeah, bro. It's not like modding Spider-Man changes the gameplay. But people like to do it anyway because it just makes it more interesting.
Nobody cared to mod.
That's what I'm saying.
They put a Gotham Knights review score.
Exactly. Like, come on, bro. Yeah.
They also charge full price, like $60 for this, and it didn't sell at $60 on PlayStation. I don't know why they thought PC gamers would support this at full price.
And
this game is like 2 years old at this point.
Too, and Sony didn't really, they didn't market it or promote it going to PC because PlayStation themselves don't care about this shit. Like, look, they don't. They absolutely look how they made sure you knew Spider-Man was going to PC. They didn't tell you, bro. I feel like there wasn't even an official announcement about Sackboy going to PC. I don't even remember a blog.
I don't even think when it came out there was much hype about it. I remember when we saw it. We was like, oh, I ain't noticed that.
They don't give a damn about Sackboy. And this, like I said, Media Molecule, y'all can get mad at me all y'all want. They need to make a game, not a game engine. Give us a game that gamers in masses want to play. They haven't given us that in like 10 years. They are a running studio that hasn't presented anything relevant in 10 years.
They should have put Dreams
on. What did they put out 10 years ago?
I'm just giving them credit for Little Big Planet 2, even though I think it's garbage. I'm going to give them credit for that.
Well, Tearaway. They came out with Tearaway.
Was that even... Wasn't that a PS Vita game?
It got ported to...
Man, get that bullshit out of here.
Tearaway Unfolded. Tap in.
And tell them boys to make a real game.
I never really played it. I think I played the demo. I wasn't really fucking with it.
Make a real game. I'm gonna keep saying it until they do. Like, we all these other PlayStation studios, we know they working on something new. I think Media Molecule might be the only one confirmed that's not working on something new. There's no rumors about what they're making.
Until y'all give Dreams a fair shake, I can't take any of you.
Man, I'll shake my dick on Dreams. How about that?
Randy Moss.
Hey, he really is the hand in the meat. Oh my god.
Come on, man. We do not care about Dreams. Put Dreams on PC. Maybe people care about it on that.
That's what I'm saying. That's what they messed up. People made entire video games with levels in Dreams that I played.
Listen, Dreams was an absolute failure. Yeah, and if anybody disagrees with me, it was a failure. I got to stop this. Dreams did not work. Moving on.
Speaking of things that don't work, Sonic Frontiers.
Predictions? It's coming out same day. Oh, 2 days. 2 days. Same day as God of War Ragnarok.
Sonic Frontiers. Wait,
they're putting out the same time frame of God of War?
I think so. It comes out. I'm not wrong about that. All right, let me check.
Yeah, it'll come out soon.
Yeah, that's what this Xbox is going to be playing.
It says November 8th. Yeah.
It may come out the same day.
Did you hear what Smooth said? That's what this Xbox, like, can you imagine, right? You're going to be playing Bayonetta 3 on the Switch. You're going to be playing God of War on the PlayStation, and you get Sonic Frontiers.
This is going to be the best rated Sonic in a long time.
That's not saying much.
I'm going to say this game is scoring an 89.
I will take that bet. I'll take that smooth.
Y'all betting?
Do y'all not remember the last open world Sonic game?
Smooth. Hold on, smooth. I will take that bet.
Wait, I don't know if I want to. I just want to put something out there. Depending on how
I'll let you bring it down to 87. I'll give you two extra points.
Smooth just want to have fun. He just want to talk. He ain't trying to bet now.
But I do got an announcement to make, though.
You transitioned?
I'll give you 87 on this. I'll give you two extra points.
Why did your mind go to that? Nigga leaned up to the mic. What the?
Smooth. I'll give you two extra points.
Nigga glasses hit the mic.
What's the announcement, Smooth?
It's a personal thing. It's not like nothing public.
Oh, you are good.
Yeah, no, I got a major, promotion. So,
okay. Oh shit.
Took a next level up. It ain't gonna take me away from Weapon Wheel though. It's just, however, personal, like my regular content is gonna take me away from that because more of my time is gonna be required. But just since I'm already on Weapon Wheel, we share a lot of the same viewers, just let them know that's what's going on with me. I should probably clean up my attitude a bit.
as long as you're here, we don't care about your
person. Spit it out, nigga.
He finally made it to Fry Cook. I'm excited for him.
Oh no! I don't need to know where. No, I kept saying, "Oh man, hoping to get a promotion soon. Hoping to get a promotion soon." Got the promotion.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations, Smooth. Let's get back to the Sonic Frontiers bet. 87. Yeah,
Sonic Frontiers. the range. You said 87 through.
You said 89. I'll give you an 80. I'll give you 87. I'm feeling generous.
And this is okay. All right, give you opportunity. Okay.
All right, let me lock it in.
Oh my God.
Okay. So I don't want to stay on Sonic Frontiers too long, but Vaughn Red is here, the other Sonic fan besides Rystar. So go ahead, get your bars off, Red.
So I just want to say, Vaughn, you got that bet locked in, right? He can't back out, right?
Yep.
All right, yeah, Smooth, I appreciate your optimism for the Sonic brand, but this game, my prediction is a 73. I'm going to keep it up. I'm expecting a 73. I don't think it's going to be bad. I think this will be a good game, but this definitely ain't getting no damn 80 anything. Like, 73, if it gets a 78, I'll actually be surprised. If it gets that or higher...
What have you seen that made you go, yeah, this is an automatic C?
Pretty much from what I've seen, the worlds that they've shown off like the first two islands officially.
Mm-hmm.
Then like it comes down to stuff that I've heard, not rumors, but like stuff that they've more or less confirmed. There's a lot of recycled content in this game, and not just in the cyberspace stages, but also the main areas. They call them open zone. Apparently the islands themselves at a certain point are just recycled. So I'm hearing that. I'm hearing that people say the cyberspace stages are too short to a detriment. Like I'm hearing like they'll have challenges where you S rank them and the S rank requires either under or a little over a minute. And so that's if you
try.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that bald guy is a bad guy.
Must be.
Am I right?
It must be.
That's just how visually looks fun. The gameplay, I think the combat actually looks good. That first IGN showing was dog shit. Sega should be ashamed of themselves for allowing that to go out. The game actually does look a lot better than that. The combat looks fire. There's a lot of cool stuff from what we've seen. Another reason this is going to get a bad score, these dumbasses are putting it out a day before God of War Ragnarok. Like, why the hell? And what's even funnier about that, Sonic Unleashed, another game that's like half and half of people loving it. One of the criticisms of that game was the Werehog section, where it was at night, you would turn into the Werehog, and it turned into almost like God of War with the combat. obviously not even of the same caliber, but a fun hack and slash beat 'em up type game. And they're going to put this game out with new combat next to God of War. So,
well, my question is, why does that impact its Sonic's review score? That shouldn't, God of War release date and Sonic's release date should have nothing to do with how people feel the game itself in isolation is.
Well, smooth. So imagine you go eat at like a 5-star restaurant. Then someone invites you over. Okay, let's go to this restaurant. And they've taken you to like fucking Arby's.
Whoa, hey, perfect example.
Jack got a lifetime membership at Arby's. You got to be careful what you're saying.
You got to watch out.
Nah, see, I used to like Arby's, but they got rid of all their good stuff, so fuck them.
I missed the chicken cordon bleu too, man.
Cordon bleu? What is it?
The chicken sandwich was fire. They got rid of it for no
fucking reason. Hey, Valerian, you better tell them.
That sandwich was fire.
Y'all having a fat nigga conference? What are y'all doing, bro? Yes, absolutely. Delicious.
And so we're 2 days away and it doesn't have any reviews out. that's usually a red flag.
That's the next red flag. Notice how the reviews for God of War already came out and it comes out a day after. These Line Frontier reviews come out like a day before, I think. That's the embargo, like a day before. So it's, I think this will be a good game, but don't go into this expecting like something on the caliber of like old Sonic Adventure or like Sonic Mania. This is about to be a decent game, a good Sonic game. And that's probably the best I can say about it.
Rystar, what do you want to say? I expect to be dancing on the grave of a lot of Sonic fans' hopes and dreams.
Yeah, so you also a hater. That's the other thing.
Absolutely.
So I think the range for the reviews is like 75, highest possibly 79. The reason why I'm saying that is because there's a lot of people that have a lot of followers on Twitter who only play Minecraft, and they have this game and they're saying that it's a good game. And what me and Blandrew have been saying, people who don't play Sonic are going to really like this game. People who do play Sonic probably won't like the game that much. And so that's why I have it in the mid-70s, close to 80s. That's the only reason why. From what I've seen, open world does look cool. The combat looks good. A lot of people are saying that the open world is like the best part of the game. And the cyberspaces, they're short levels. A lot of people who speedrun find them fun, but not everyone's into speedrunning, so I don't think that's going to be a good part with the reviews, but that's just how I feel about it so far. But definitely going to be fun. I'm shocked y'all are surprised it's releasing, because they always release Sonic games in November. Like, they always are releasing next to, like, the Call of Duties and stuff like that.
They ain't scared.
This is Friday weekend.
This is usually, because like Sonic Forces are released like November 7th, so it's not really surprising that they did that.
There's a 20% chance I buy this game, which is 20% higher than, you know, previous Sonic games.
You know, the funny thing, BG, I think you'd actually like this one, because like you just said, like you just said, Rystar, I think he will, because they've designed this pretty much for newcomers.
This is literally like,
the Sonic purists aren't going to like this, but the other Sonic purists
are going to like doing all this crazy shit with like spin dash and tricks and shit.
Hey, Rodstar, like, and Von Red, question.
What's up?
How did y'all feel about that satanic Sonic the Hedgehog 2006? How did y'all feel about that game?
Don't get me started on that shit.
I'll say this about Sonic 06.
I'll say this about Sonic 06. That game was the reason I was looking forward to a PS3 as much as I was when it was still, I didn't have one yet.
I know you shed tears.
So I got that game, and that might have been my first bout of depression, low key, when I played that game finally for the first time.
Yeah, that was the reason why I got my 360.
Did y'all at least
Sonic
beat it
again?
I couldn't beat it, bro.
Yes, I was like 10. Fuck you talking about?
Nigga got defensive.
There's only two reasons to get the Xbox 360 originally.
Halo.
Either a Gears of War fan
or
Halo 3. Or you had it for Sonic?
Or you had a good Wii.
Nigga, I don't care about Halo.
Tell him Halo. Hold on. Rice, are you
a new console for a Sonic game?
Okay. You're born in 3D gamer?
Uh-oh. Bye, get him out of here, Bond.
Hey, BG, get him out of here, dog.
What was Rystar's first system?
He said a GameCube.
No, I didn't. Shut up.
Go ahead.
A Genesis.
That's still kind of late.
It is. I played it like 98.
I just found my dad's television.
I was born in 94, so I mean, shit.
That's your fault.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't talk about Sonic 06. That game don't exist.
Y'all
be trying to act like you want this. Put that on your jacket, nigga. Put that on your sleeve.
Fuck that shit.
So I'm gonna have
to push it on my jacket.
So yeah, I want y'all to appear on. I would say next week. So you know, y'all can give y'all first impressions. Because none of us gonna be playing it, so we expect y'all to be here next week.
You know what's crazy, though, right? I'm only gonna play it for like one day, because their Ragnarok is out. So like,
again, why buy it? Just wait.
No. Well, I already got it on sale from Fanatical, but I'm gonna play it. I'm playing like for the first day, but dead ass, it comes out. I'm not gonna play this game over Ragnarok. I ain't doing that.
You said the level is so short. You might beat it in one day.
I did hear people were beating it in like 20 hours.
Yeah, a lot of people who...
Yeah, that's a long Sonic game.
This is like the last five Sonic games have been like 2 or 3 hours. This is like...
I was about to say 20 hours. Oh my God.
Yeah, so a lot of people who aren't doing like side quests are beating it in like 15 hours. 15, 20 hours, yeah. So...
Okay.
All right, well, appreciate y'all, boys. See y'all next week.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
Stay up, man. God damn.
Yeah. Stay strong, Sonic fans, because I'm going to be on y'all neck. When the reviews come out? I wonder if it's tomorrow. It better be tomorrow. It can't be the day of.
They said the day before. The day before.
They gonna be the review.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be river dancing tomorrow, nigga. It's going to be a wrap. All right. Let's see where we go next.
You in a loincloth dancing to Sonic? What the?
Facts.
Hell.
Absolutely. So PlayStation is bringing the 5 Ratchet and Clank games to play PS Plus Premium. After Jack spent all that time on that dusty, ass ancient PS3, now right after he's pretty much done with all of them, they're bringing them to PlayStation Plus Premium. Is it streaming or like?
Yes.
Okay, so PS3 games. So would you rather? Are you still fine with the fact that you played it natively on PS3, or would you have done it streaming through the PS5 if you knew it was coming?
What's funny is that the original time I bought PS Now subscription, I couldn't really find what games was on there, but I was the Ratchet and Clank games were low key the main games I bought a PS Now subscription to play, and when I got on there, they only had like Crack in Time and Into the Nexus, so it didn't have all the games on there, and that pissed me off, but. This is the first time ever that every mainline Ratchet and Clank game is going to be on PS Now. This is the first time ever. So it should have always been like that. They own the IP. They even own Insomniac Games now. So it should always been like that. But this is the first time ever.
Okay.
You should not be playing any games on streaming through PlayStation.
I agree.
I mean, if I got the option, I actually probably wouldn't own a PS3 again if they was on there when I originally got it.
You don't have a problem with even that little bit of latency?
No, the lag fucking sucks. I mean, it wasn't always constant, though, you know? It wasn't always constant.
Nigga, having to wait in line for a digital streaming game, it'd be like, hold up, we trying to make space for you? Like, excuse me?
Yeah, because they running off of PS3, so if somebody on that motherfucker, you can't play it. You gotta wait in line.
Bro, that's ridiculous.
What?
Yeah, you remote playing a PS3 pretty much. Yeah, that's what you're doing.
Yeah, somebody has to go in a room, cut it on, and say, all right, we got it warmed up for you. Like,
they own servers pretty much. It's the same shit with a PS4 if you remote play.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. All right. So The Last of Us TV series has been confirmed coming out in January. Trying to find the actual specific January 15th, 2023. So we know.
You talking about Last of Us?
Yeah, Last of Us TV show, right, HBO series.
Click two drumsticks together so we can spawn wonton so we can come
back. I don't know if you know this, BG, but I don't know.
Oh God. So yeah, I couldn't find anything that confirmed the actual time. Everybody's telling me it's going to be 9 o'clock, most likely nine EST. So I think the best thing for us is to just be done with this podcast by like 8:45, the latest.
We still got to do After Dark, though.
You know, yeah.
I was thinking about that. What if y'all,
you know, what we could do, BG? We could watch party. We could start the After Dark with a live watch along.
Yeah, and I think because you know usually what people do who do watch parties, they put like you know a timer so people know at what point you were at when you were reacting. So I guess we got to do that shit, and then afterwards, we could get to After Dark questions. I think we could do that, right? That should work out that way.
Well, somebody gonna stream it in the Discord because it's going if we all watching it, you know, people TVs be loud and shit.
No, I think people just gotta watch it on their own shit.
These things called headphones.
Go ahead, Jack.
No, what you
say? I was gonna say, or why don't you do a tier where that they can come in the chat and we can use somebody stream it in the Discord, and then that would be part of the Patreon is that you can come in and do the watch party with them on a certain tier. Instead of waiting for the questions, because who would want to listen to a commentary of a TV show? It's just gonna be quiet for like 50 minutes. Niggas just gonna be like, for like 50 minutes. So you could have it to where if you pay, I guess, if you're in the $6 tier, you get to join the chat and you can like watch it with everybody.
Okay, I think that could work. So yeah, we'll figure it out afterwards. But yeah, it's coming in January. Usually, you know, we be taking a bunch of time off in January, but I guess this means we're coming back the 15th.
Maybe there's a lot of good stuff coming, so you might not have to take off.
Yeah, well,
I do have a question though, BG.
Yeah,
how come we didn't do a watch party in this for Halo?
I really don't know. Nobody ever brought it up. Smooth never brought up the idea, and
He was waiting for the free Game Pass bullshit.
Yeah, he ain't even about there. My post even watch it.
Got it on my PC and my Xbox.
Because I have Peacock and
Pause.
I watch
HBO Max. That's gonna be on HBO Max.
It comes on HBO Max. I thought it was on Peacock.
What?
No, Halo. I'm talking about Halo.
No, that's Paramount Plus.
Oh, okay. I got that too. And I watched two episodes, and it was definitely kind of cringe and weird, but I was like, you know, it's watchable, but I ain't gonna lie. After two episodes, I completely forgot about it and started watching something else.
DG, we don't call me and the boys don't call it Peacock, by the way. There you go. Yes, sir.
Y'all call it the what?
That's what Jim Cornette calls it, the cock.
Come on, bro. I am not
tapping his every time he say it. Why was that the coolest voice Bond ever did? What the hell was that?
Yeah. He put his glasses on.
I am not like calling cock. A streaming service the cock.
He said that italics. The cock.
I'm not doing that.
Why are you? This nigga italicized his word. That's crazy.
But yeah. So we'll figure out what we're gonna do with you know Last of Us TV show as far as you know the watch party. All right. Next, PlayStation VR. Launches for $549.
Hola. Pre-orders on the 15th. Let's go.
Yeah, pre-orders are on the 15th, and it's going to release February 22nd, 2023.
My curling right now.
There is a call of Horizon Call of the Mountain bundle for $600. We still don't know what the price is for standalone VR games, by the way. Because that could be a discounted price. It could be like $60 and
What was your question?
I was just saying we don't know what like the standalone prices for VR games is going
to
be.
Most are around anywhere from 30 to 60. And if it's a $60 PSVR game, that's because it's like a flagship or it was a big name that went behind it. Usually games are anywhere from $20 to $40 for VR. And $40 is the expensive side of VR gaming.
Okay. Yeah, it's a day one for me. Like I said, I skipped out on VR? The PlayStation. Yeah, I skipped out on the first VR because it almost killed me when I, you know, demoed it. But now that the technology there is there, you know, it's got better specs and shit. You know, the panel resolution is much higher and the refresh rate is much higher and all that shit. Because when I tried,
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I went somewhere and tried one of those expensive VR devices at the time, right? Bunch of years ago. And I felt fine. I was like, this is great. But when I put on that PSVR 1, yeah, I almost had to take a trip to the fucking closest emergency room. But this one's better. So, yeah, it's a day one for me.
Y'all ever watch that show, Andor?
Mm-hmm. No.
New Star Wars show?
On,
no.
You didn't see when they put the PSVR on her to interrogate her and basically traumatize her? They said, you're going to tell us everything I know. You know. She's like, you won't believe me anyway. Like, you're right. They just put the PSVR on her.
They made her play Dreams?
Wasn't there a PSVR headset in Last of Us 2 sitting around? Or what game was that where they had it like a cameo?
It might have been.
I will say this. Three big things if you played the VR1 that you should be excited about, other than all the tiny specs. The big thing you should be ready for is not only the refresh rate, but the panel resolution per eye.
2000 especially, by 2040. Especially
with the eye tracking cameras they have in there. Like I said before, you could be playing a VR game. If you're looking straight ahead, everything in focus. But if you don't move your head and you just move your eyeballs around the screen, it's going to look like somebody put Vaseline on it. So now that it's going to be tracking your eyes, I'm assuming everything's going to be in focus as to where you're looking in the screen. That is crazy as far as technology, as far as I'm concerned. Another thing, I don't think people realize, the PSVR 1 mic is the clearest mic I've ever used in my life. I have a $100 mic. I have a $300 gaming mic. The PSVR mic that's on the headset is the clearest mic I've ever used. So when it comes to streaming, in-game voice chat and all that, top tier mic quality. They don't have to change a single thing on that mic. It's going to be top tier. I forgot the third thing, but yeah. Oh, no lights. No lights. So now you ain't got to worry about cutting lights off in your room for the controller, the little dildos to light up the best in the room for the camera. You ain't got to worry about the headset getting in the way of the camera, so now your controller light is messing up your head tracking lights, and now your controllers are doing a 360 floating across the room. Like, they went crazy on this, bro. And I will be the Crumbside PSVR 2 kernel. So we're going to be playing the VR 2 games. Yes, sir.
I did a video on it. The technology does look pretty wild.
It's crazy. It's crazy, bro.
Yeah, some people disagree with the price, and you know, I'm not getting into price arguments with nobody. You know, if you, like I said, if you think it's too much, don't buy it. Wait for a price drop. You know, according to what I see, if you look at other VR devices, I guess you would consider that people would consider this somewhat of a mid-range VR device. I don't think you could consider this like low, like the VR one was. Like, that was very entry level.
What are they saying that's mid about it?
No, I'm saying like it's like where the specs land.
Price.
Yeah, where the specs land, and because some people disagree with the price. But I'm like, if you look at other VR devices and what they're priced at, this seems to be appropriate. But you know,
nigga, ain't the Meta Quest 2 like $700? How much is the Meta Quest 2?
Yeah, but most
that's like $500-$600.
But
I thought it was $1,000 like the Index.
Meta Quest 2, I don't think it's $1,000. Because I almost bought one just because I was bored. It ain't no $1,000.
Yeah. But I think most people haven't really gotten into VR yet. That's the thing, right? So most people don't really know that, yeah, this is kind of what, this is the prices that come with a VR device. You know, they look at it from a general point of view, like it costs more than the console, which I can understand, you know, the criticism for, but you can't compare it against the console. You have to compare it against other VR devices, you know, see, and see if it's appropriate versus its actual competitors.
Nigga, do you know there are people that play PSVR solely? They don't even have a TV. Or not even they don't have a TV. They don't cut their TV on. They literally cut the PSVR 2, PSVR headset on and sit on the couch. You can play all your games through the headset. There's certain people in the VR community that play Call of Duty or play Resident Evil or anything in cinematic mode like they sit in a movie theater. Mm. Like, they don't, bro, this is an experience, nigga. It's worth the money.
Yeah, I mean, I think the games will obviously have to justify it. Right now, we know the only first-party game is going to be Call of the Mountain. They announced like 11 new VR games. Let me go through them real quick. Let's see. So Dark Pictures Switchback. So that's in the Dark Pictures universe, Supermassive Games. So it's supposed to be, it's not a Rush of, it's like kind of going to be like Rush of Blood, apparently, but it's not Rush of Blood. So that's going to be.
Rush of Blood was fun.
Yeah, it's going to be like kind of like on rails.
Is that playable on PSVR too, Rush of Blood?
So the developers, I've heard a bunch of developers are going back to patch the game, and all of the major big games that were successful are going to be patched and eventually going to be playable on PSVR 2. But as we know, it's not backwards compatible, so it got to be patched.
Which is crazy. I've had this argument before in the Discord. A lot of them games come from PC, and they came from headsets that didn't have lights to do the tracking. So if they can code it to where it has to track by the lights rather than the gyroscope that's in the controllers in the headset, they should be able to do that for PSVR 2.
Yeah. There's Crossfire, Sierra Squad. What else? There, the Light Brigade, Cities VR. What the hell is this? I don't know a lot of these VR games, obviously. Like
now,
I said, I'm new to this shit.
Jack and Bond, y'all haven't done VR at all, right?
Never have.
I played that. Was it Super Hot or whatever?
Yeah. Did you like that?
Yeah, it's okay. But like, I just don't feel like I'd be into something like that, to be honest.
You got to bend a lot in that game. You probably didn't like the knee aspect. But the one
My
thing about it.
Fell over a table is pretty funny.
I saw somebody in the comments just say that something about the experience that you see on the screen, isn't it? They are exactly right. You could see something that looks, somebody could be streaming a VR game and the graphics might look trash. It might look kiddie. It might look funky or it might not look weird. When you put the headset on with the earbuds that come with it, you can't tell yourself you're not in this world. Like I've played VR. I've told Jack before the night I got it for Christmas a few years ago. I played VR until I took the headset off. It was 9 a.m. Nigga. I got it the night before for Christmas. You will legit not have a sense of reality when you get in there. It's absolutely crazy. And I really feel like this is going to be the one that set it over the edge with the VR
community on PlayStation. There are 25 confirmed PSVR 2 games. And Resident Evil Village is included. And I can't wait to play that shit in VR.
You say that, but
I think that's gonna be good, man.
I played it in VR. I didn't like it that much in VR.
I'm gonna try it out. RE7.
Yeah, I played RE. What?
I heard that shit was scary as hell.
You know what it is? It's probably because, like I said, the graphics are kind of Vaseline-y. So, that's not like a sausage. So when I'm sitting at the
Vaseline-y.
Yo.
So when I'm sitting at the, you know, when you sit at the table and they got the intestines and the rotten food and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You sitting at the table, but the it all looked like terrible texture, so you don't even really feel like it's like, okay, cool, you know, but it's so greasy and and it looks like claymation. You're not even really it's like, okay, I get it.
And I really want to experience some good shooters, like some good first person shooters in VR. That's like the main appeal for me.
Mm-hmm. They got Firewall on there. That's the
London Heist. What's it called?
London Heist was a on rail shooter.
Yeah.
You want fucking with it?
I mean, it's cool, but it's just like Rush of Blood. Like Rush of Blood was a roller coaster gallery shooter, but you have to keep your arms up the entire time. So imagine
you playing. I got another question about VR. That seemed like it'll fuck up the immersion for me, right? Why are you never able to see your forearms in those games?
You can.
Because every time I watch somebody play VR, you see floating hands.
Now that's what I'm telling you. So, like I said, when you watch it on the flat screen, you only seeing what's almost nose up. When I'm in the headset and I look down, I can see my body, feet, legs, all of that. But if you look on YouTube. You can only see the hands, but in the headset, I'm seeing my arms and everything. All so right. That's what I'd be telling people. Like when you watch it on stream, it looks like it's just like a pop-up book, but you truly feel like you are in the world. It's crazy. Mm. You have to do it. It's like, there's no other way to explain other than you have to try it.
Yeah, they really gonna have to put out impressive games and software, to make sure this thing sells and they support it well. Because it's still, I guess you can consider niche. Definitely need the games, man.
But that was my overreach point. Like, let's just say this wasn't VR. This was just a $550 console. Would you buy it for the games available coming out to it right now? Fuck no.
No, yes, without the VR, if these are just vanilla games, no VR, no. Yeah. But that's part of the experience, is just a different way of playing. That's why people do love it, I guess.
Would you play the game if it wasn't VR?
No, I'm just saying. If this was a system that was $550, mm-hmm. and these were the launch games for the system, would you really be spending $550 on this system?
The VR system or a system without VR?
No, if it was if the game's coming out for the PSVR 2, if it was just a $550 console that was a PS5 and these were the games, would you be excited?
It's not a valid argument.
It's a completely valid argument. Games make the game VR, you can like it or hate it, but these games don't look interesting either way.
Well, there's certain games that only work in VR. There's a game where you shooting fruit in a grocery store. No, I'm not going to buy a console to shoot fruit in a grocery store, but if I'm doing it in VR, that's a totally different question.
Yeah, so you wouldn't eat shit, but if you had a fork and a knife, you would eat it.
No, I think VR does change the experience. No, I think VR changes the experience.
It's a totally different experience.
With a fork and a knife, eat shit's a totally different experience.
You're literally comparing a game that's meant for you to be interactive with from your entire head to your toes.
Want to be interactive with shit. But look, they have City Skylines on. Everybody knows I love that game, but I'm not like, oh man, I want to play that in VR.
It wasn't made to be played in VR.
I mean, they made it for VR, so it must be made to be played in VR.
I just think, like, I think it's just two different experiences, like, right? Because I obviously enjoy first person shooters, right? But and typically a first person shooter, if I'm playing on PC, it's a click of a mouse button, right? That's to shoot. But I think it's just a different way of interacting with it when I have to physically aim. So it's just different. I'm not saying
it is, bro.
That's why it's hard to say, okay, would you like because essentially what you're saying is, would you like VR if they remove the VR? Right?
That's
kind of what you're asking, Vaughn.
No,
so.
I'm saying, do you think these games are quality? And nobody's saying, yeah. I can eat shit with a fork and a knife.
You have to play it in VR. What are you talking?
Yeah, well, you could just redo the question. Say, do you think that these games at launch are worth $600?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm saying, irregardless of VR or not, I wouldn't be.
I mean, that's you. But you also haven't had much experience with VR games. You played it once. You played Superhot. That is a game that started off as a flash game on Addicting Games that got ported to the PC and in VR. Like, that's your only experience.
They could be running on 4090s and quad SLI on two CPUs at 300 frames in 8K. Still want to be interested in trash games.
You played a game that literally the art style is polygons. I played a game where I'm looking down a red sight, throwing grenades and leaning over walls, shooting niggas. Like, it's a different experience. Like,
There's some games that are good in and out of VR, but there's some games that literally rely on the VR, you know? So
y'all niggas are killing me, bro. There are games that have VR or flat screen capabilities, and there are games meant for VR. You can't sit here and compare meant for VR games and say, well, what if it was in VR? Nigga, then it's not a VR game. There's no point in talking about the console.
So we about to see all these games outside of possibly two flop on launch, I'm betting, when the reviews come.
You want to make a bet?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh, here we go.
We have 11. Bring up the launch list, BG.
The launch list is 24 games.
I thought it was 11.
No, they announced 11 new games, but right now they said there's 24 confirmed games. I could send you it. Hold on, put it in the.
I'm gonna look it up right now. It's on Push Square.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
We're gonna have to come up with we'll talk about it after. Come up with some metric. Yeah.
So we can move on. But yeah, I'm excited for this. I'm going to pre-order the Horizon bundle and excited to get into VR, man.
This man Alex is just excited to be the face of VR.
No, nigga, I've been playing VR since. He really wants to be the face of VR. He think I want a participation. Well, that's PSVR without parole. They got that.
Hey, VR Colonel, how you feel about what he's saying?
I mean, I feel great, nigga. I mean, he hasn't played any VR games. So, I mean, his argument is just he feels left out. That's all it is. And I feel bad for him, you know?
I'm feeling left out. I'm not saying VR is bad. I'm saying the games they show look cheesy.
I'm telling you, as somebody who's played a ton of VR games, they do look cheesy until you play them.
All right. I'm going to see.
All right. Yeah. Good week.
All right. Moving on. God of War Ragnarok reviews came out. And currently I think it's sitting at a 94. I haven't checked recently. Let me see. Yeah, it's sitting at a 94 right now. Some of us thought it might get the, you know, that good old 88, 89 curse. But it was able to guess defy the odds and still be rated, you know, well into the 90s. Because what is 2018 at? 93?
It went back up to 94, actually. I didn't know that. Yeah,
so got the same score as its predecessor. So that's good.
Is Baron crying that Bayonetta got an 88?
I did DM him and I told him, I was like, my brother, I fear that Bayonetta will not be nominated for Game of the Year. And I truly believe it won't. I truly believe it won't.
Metacritic, man. I should have did it.
Yeah. I really believe it won't be nominated. But yeah, God of War, all rave reviews besides one. I think they said IGN Korea had given it like a 6, but that was it. Everybody else said
Korea.
But yeah, everybody said all good things. They've made the game better in every single way. The only negative thing I heard, because I didn't like actually listen to any reviews, the only thing I did hear was they said there's a certain part of the game that's like very slow and it's like bogged down by something. It seems like a story element of the game.
I bet I know what it is without even seeing anything.
Because what it sounds like to me, it's not a flashback, and I don't even know what it is, but I know it's not a flashback. It seems to me like almost like how Uncharted 4, you know, like, or even Last of Us Part 2 was bogged down by those, you know, by those flashbacks. It seems like it's going to be something like that where nothing happens for a while and it's just.
But it's the thing. God of War is the one game where I would love a flashback. Is it the whole time we've been saying, bro, how did he get here?
They better explain that.
Those flashbacks will be hard. I think what it might be is we might be stuck in some little love scenes between the son and that girl that was in the trailer. It might be some cheesy, like, oh, we're eating fruit under the papaya tree or something. I don't know. It might be some crazy, but we just like, nigga, we don't care about
this. One of those slow walking and just talking situations. It seems like it's going to be that.
Or Freya. It might be something with Freya. So.
When these PlayStation games forget that they're video games.
Listen, I ain't gonna lie. I don't like it. I don't like when they do that.
Stop the show. Smooth just said when PlayStation games forget that they're video games.
Mm-hmm.
He did.
So Smooth, did Xbox just forget to make games?
Ooh. LOL.
Ooh.
They forgot to release them.
Which would be because they're not made.
No, that means that they got them. They're just not trying to drop them.
I'm not comparing. Like, I'm just saying this is that I can't stand when video games do this shit where they just forget that they're a video game for a moment and they want to do all this lovey-dovey.
I disagree.
It's like, bro, just get me back in the action.
You're going to court right now. Because I remember and recall you saying that you like the story of Halo 4 because of the connection between some social reject mechanical virgin and some VR construct woman.
Never heard me say that, brother.
Oh, no, yes. You said Halo 4 had one of the best stories and campaigns in Halo because of Master Chief and Cortana.
Yeah, but it didn't stop you.
And you're eating on the podcast.
Yeah, because you're making me talk. I was on mute, but I'm just saying, but like that's not comparable. I didn't say, hey, I like when the game stops and Cortana and Master Chief just have this long lovey-dovey conversation and why they got here. It just made me feel so good. No, and that's never happened.
Halo 4 is like the worst campaign in the whole goddamn series.
You're not gonna do that, King. I got a better example. What was that game? Was it an Xbox exclusive where it was, I don't know if it was Remedy, but they had it tied to like a TV show almost where it was like
Quantum
a
break. Quantum Break.
But did you like Quantum Break? Did you like Quantum Break? Smooth.
Of course
yeah,
he did.
He did. He thinks it's better than Control.
But so. They didn't forget that they was a video game, huh? Smooth.
No, and when you were playing the game, no. They didn't.
You had to put the controller down for 40 minutes.
Yeah, 30 minutes, yeah. 30 minutes, multiple 30 minutes. Yeah.
I don't remember any of that.
What? Hold on, Smooth. Listen, I like those parts, but for you to say you don't remember it, my nigga, I remember going to get dinner during those parts.
That game was 5 hours, and they had like 2.5 hours worth of TV show.
Yeah, I went to get dinner, my nigga. I put my feet up and everything.
But they never forgot there was a video game. Y'all remember that?
Come on, Smooth.
They never forgot that.
The game, yeah, when you were in the game, the video game didn't forget it was a video game.
This is my question.
Oh, they forgot the reload animation, Smooth. And Jack, why are you playing Roblox?
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm looking at the shit on Discord. It says you playing Roblox with Daddy.
It's a kid Smooth playing Roblox on mine. Playing on goddamn Roblox.
It says you're playing Roblox with Zaddy.
Huh?
I think it's because we're all in the same Discord. I think it's because we're all in the same Discord. Because kids Smooth is playing Roblox, or his kids is, and we're all in the same room. So I think it's
playing on goddamn Roblox, man. Nigga, who is Zaddy? What the?
That's what I want to know.
Let me see. It say Roblox. Oh, it do say Roblox. What the? You're playing Roblox.
Who is Zaddy?
But
What's the
problem with narrative-based games, you know, displaying and showing the narrative?
I love it, but the pacing, you got to limit, like, I don't know how long it actually is where this lull happens. We got to play in Z. But when they make it last too long, that's when I'd be like, all right, my nigga, pack it up. You know?
Yes. Y'all tripping because, bro, when you really in the narrative, nigga, you enjoy, like, say what you want. I agree. When they make you walk slow and you like, come on, bro, can I just walk to the end of the hallway? Y'all making me walk like 2 inches per minute. I get it. But y'all be hating when they build backstory and dialogue. Like, how do y'all not like that? Like, that's better than getting in voice logs and memo emails that you got to read.
He did complain about Uncharted 4 showing one of the most critical fucking backstory flashbacks to the whole story.
Here's my limit. I think my limit is at 10 minutes, right? Because after 10 minutes, it's like, okay, bro, you can't do this. You can't keep doing this. This has to stop now, and you got to break it up.
What you gonna do, beat the game? Like, what you
gonna do? He's sitting in the seat. Nah, bro. Nah. He starts standing up getting mad.
Because, listen, 10 minutes is a long time. Ten minutes is a long time to not be playing a game. That's my thing. Like, like The Last of Us Part 2 flashbacks. Them parts be like 25 minutes, bro.
The flashbacks was fired. Well, the Ellie ones.
Do you know how you hold a controller? You need a break anyway before you get arthritis. You be holding it. You be holding it like some nipples or something with that claw.
It's after 10 minutes. That's what I feel like my cutoff is. You know, at one time, like obviously keep telling the story, but you have to break it up by doing something.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. Like a QT or something. Gotcha.
Some man, but yeah, that's the only complaint I've seen people say, you know, the reviewers have said. But other than that, amazing game, fantastic, game of the year, nominee, shoo-in. Probably one of, we said 2018 was one of the, you know, one of the greatest games ever made. This might be another one.
I can't wait, bro. This is a generational game. Like, yeah. What a time to be alive. Like, you know, you're just alive for certain releases. Like, nigga, I remember I was cleaning my garage out today and I found my GTA 4 PS3 disc and case. And I was like, wow, I remember the Christmas I got this. Like, I found the Jak and Daxter PS2, the Def Jam Vendetta, Wu-Tang Shaolin, like all these games.
That Def Jam Vendetta game's like worth $300, by the way.
I got all the, I was posting them all on the Need for Speed Most Wanted PS2. All of my cases got the instruction manual. Like, I'm like, bro, God, what we about to get in a couple days is one of the moments, bro. It's one of the moments.
Yeah, it's got.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to say. Nintendo, Mike, and Sony both got something, but Microsoft still sitting on the sidelines.
Nintendo has had a really good year. I think I bought like 5 Nintendo games this year and beat them all. And Pokemon is still coming out.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, I got that. They just took my money for that. This
why do y'all like Pokemon, bro?
Because it's Pokemon, dog. I just beat.
Go ahead, that $500 paperweight smooth.
I mean, dude, I've been playing.
I just beat Mario Rabbids Sparks of Hope other day too. Really good, man. PlayStation and Nintendo, bruh. They saved 2022.
Man, smooth. I remember the time freshman year at college. We all went out to the Walmart at midnight, bought Halo 2 in the steel box case, came back, hopped on that. Like, there's never been a moment like that for Xbox ever again in its history.
You know what amazed me? That I was honestly shocked by. There's apparently way more people playing Grounded than playing Halo Infinite. Like, way more.
Oh, that's not surprising.
It shocked me. I was like, once upon a time the most popular. Is it safe to say game ever? Not only multiplayer game, but game ever. At Halo 3, I think at Halo 3, you could say it was the most popular game at one point ever.
Shit shut down Times Square, nigga. You seen that release of Halo 3? That was crazy.
And now, Honey, I Shrunk the Little Nigga is more popular than it.
Hello, ew. Yeah, bro, Sea of Thieves is more popular than Halo. That's not really surprising, bro. Like,
we're not gonna do this.
Is that my boy Doc Dark?
Nah. I've been hearing you galloping, Jack. Jack.
BG.
He came here like the Sith Lord. What
is pick in the general chat, BG?
I just had to come in because I can't let Smooth get all this heat all by himself. So y'all could go ahead and attack me too. I'm gonna go ahead and clap for God of War. It looks like it's gonna be great, even though we can't jump again. So that's good for you guys.
Oh man, not being me. That's a screenshot. Everybody's highly ranked and okay.
Got my people online.
Shout out to Doc Dark. Yeah. Shout out to Doc Dark.
Yeah, Smooth. I heard them. They've been coming at you hard, man. I was like,
the whole United States is just lit up.
Pause, question mark.
270,000. Man. Gamers online at one time.
What are y'all talking about right now?
Bond's pick.
Is that a live pick? Did you take that with a Motorola, nigga? What is this picture coming from?
That's old.
When these games came out, there were Motorolas.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Man.
God damn.
Yeah. Now
I remember that. I remember them days, bro. Goodness.
Now it's getting beat by Grounded, bro. It's crazy. But shit happens, bro. It happens to the best, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That so 900 that 905 that like
yeah.
Happens to the best, right?
But yo, they can't even get 4,000.
God. Yeah, the other day it was like 1,500.
Yeah, you know who Halo?
It was not 1,500 people on Earth. No,
I'm dead ass. Jack, it was 1,500 people on there the other day. At the time where I took a pick.
Bro, Halo's like the Dallas Cowboys. They were good so long ago and trash now. They're like that girl that was super hot in high school that never wanted to talk to you, but now she's like 38 and 5 kids by like 5 different pookies.
Wait, why they gotta be?
It's bad.
Like she, and then she'd be hitting you up on Facebook, like "Happy birthday, Merry Christmas, how have you been?" And you're like, "Oh, this chick was super hot back in the day." And you click on her profile, and she got a whole army of nigglets.
Oh my
banger.
She got the elbow fat, meaning she can cook real well, yo.
Oh yeah, she can whip it up.
I always used to like you back in college, but you know, I never talked to you because you were corny and lame.
Say, get out of here, you slob. What'd you tell me?
Yep.
Fire.
Oh man.
See, y'all know I hate agreeing with Bond on relationship shit, but There was literally that girl that hit me up on Facebook after like high school.
Oh, it happens every holiday.
There was I literally experienced that, and it was crazy. And it happened. It happened exactly like this was a while ago. It happened exactly how Bond described it. Like she literally had a kid by dude in high school who he was a nigga. You know, like he was a nigga in every sense of the word, and she got pregnant by him, and she hit me up on Facebook like you know. I think
your birthday or a holiday, right?
I was like 24, 25. And yeah, that's when she hit me up. I was like, and she literally was like, yeah, I always liked you. I was like, oh, brother. y'all know I hate agreeing with Bond, but he be right about that one.
And it reminds me of one of my favorite songs to play back in Halo 2. Back then, they didn't want me. Now I'm hot. They all on me.
Mike Jones.
Yeah, we used to be blasting that shit over the mic in the post-game lobbies of Halo. Oh, but you know what, Smoove? Unfortunately, Phil Spencer ain't going to come out and rap to that song. I'm sorry. You mean back then, they didn't want me? Today they still don't want me. I can't even rhyme.
That's how you was coming into lobbies playing that song.
Oh no, post game lobbies, we should be blasted. We should yell at
that in right now. Leave a message.
We'd be yelling that. We'd be yelling the post game lobby. What the fuck's my name? My name is fucking Mike.
On the course, she'd be like, "I said, like, how would you sing that part?"
You was cosplaying Mike Jones in Halo lobbies.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I said
I would have girls showing up at my dorm on the headset talking shit to dudes as I was killing them, talk about making a fucking sandwich and shit. I'd be like, yo, just put on the headset and talk mad shit to every dude in the lab.
All right. Back to gaming.
This is gaming, but we're just trying to say that Xbox best days are over.
Why?
Never going to create anything. The only thing they can do is buy something popular. They're never going to be the creative studio again. Or the forefront of creating something amazing.
Wait. Xbox days are numbered because Sony is doing what they've always been doing?
No. I said they're glory days. Like, they'll never be back.
Oh, they're glory days. Okay.
Yeah, they'll never have, like, come on, like, Microsoft is never going to create something more iconic than Master Chief and Halo.
They can buy it. I'm okay if they buy it. I'm okay if they just buy it. I don't care who creates it.
Mm. Oh, that's an honest approach. Yeah.
Yeah. See, this is the only reason why I wanted the Phillies to win, so I don't have to hear from Bond. We would have just heard him talking about how big whatever pitcher's dick is, and stroke and everything.
Didn't happen.
So now Xbox is getting extra hard. So hit. Extra
hey yo,
hard
what's going on?
In this
but even Jack will tell you all. Like, what was it, Jack? It was definitely Xbox One era, like in the beginning of the Xbox One, and I was like, yo, Microsoft needs to start gaining studios because the PlayStation 3 ain't going to be the PlayStation 4. They're not going to get the bulk of the third-party support like exclusively to themselves like they did prior. The last few years of the 360 were trash and heavily droughted because Microsoft didn't have anybody to create anything, and the PlayStation 3 finally caught up. Smoove, as Jack will confirm, said, oh, Microsoft is fine. They don't need to expand and do anything. And I compared it to sports, saying, look, y'all have to replenish and draft. Now, look, for the past 5 years, y'all niggas have been tanking and drafting and still can't put anything out. You drafted Markelle Fultz. You drafted Ben Simmons. Hopefully fucking Bethesda pans out like Embiid, but, you know, it's just miss after miss, Smoove.
And that is the Bond Xbox segment for today.
But Jack, did I not tell him all them years ago? I told him.
You did.
They don't want to listen, though, VG. They don't want to listen.
All right. Let's move on. Modern Warfare 2 is, again, the best-selling COD game, making $800 million. That's the best opening ever for a Call of Duty game. So, so every few years, Call of Duty has like this dip, like this big, you know, dip where it sells like low, and low is still high compared to what other games sell. And then a few games later, it like breaks its record from a bunch of years ago. So that's kind of like the cycle, you know. People pick, you know, and they kind of know which Call of Duty game they're gonna like and which one they want. So, best opening ever.
And you know what's crazy about the best opening ever? Guess where most of them sales came from?
That would be, according to reports, PlayStation and PC.
And that's exactly why I want. That's a damn shame.
Why is that a shame, though?
Soon to be first party Microsoft games selling better on non Microsoft.
The PlayStation 4 has the most consoles out there, sir.
Do you think this is going to change when Game Pass comes out?
And I don't know. It's not supposed to. Why are you making a big deal out of it? The thing is, there's more PlayStation 4s than there's Xbox consoles, and there's more and there's slightly more PS5 consoles than there are Xbox Series consoles. So would you expect the Xbox version to outsell it, even though those customers don't exist?
I would agree with you, except for the fact that it sold more on PC, and your whole shtick the last generation was PC is irrelevant and nobody buys games on PC because they're filthy, dirty, stinking pirates. So what do you have to say about that?
They definitely stink.
There's more PCs than consoles.
But you said they don't buy games.
I said that years ago.
I know. What changed?
they buy games now.
That was long ago. What
changed? They buy games now.
Oh, well, now they've... Okay.
But I don't understand how that's a victory. PC dudes are extremely weird,
PC dudes are frauds because they all bought COD day one at $70.
I should mention this is the biggest money opening for COD, but games did get more. Games did get more expensive, so that's part of it.
If anything, this is better for Microsoft, because now they really have something to show that, hey, no, we're not going to take it off of PlayStation once we buy it. Why would we? Look how well it sells on PlayStation.
It might be worse because they won't want to buy it because they say, look how much it's selling on PlayStation.
What are you talking about? They'll just make money off of PlayStation. Why would they not buy it?
No. The committee will say you can't buy it because it sells so much on PlayStation. That's a monopoly. That's what they could say. That's what I'm saying.
What?
That makes no sense.
The committee doesn't want the arguments that Google and PlayStation are making is an unfair monopolistic practice. If the games are selling primarily on PlayStation, they're gonna use the argument that they don't want them to buy it because it sells on PlayStation. Bond, and then the argument could be that Microsoft will put it on PlayStation, but that's not a guarantee forever.
Well, no, but the whole argument right now for them to buy it is that it makes financial sense for them to keep it on PlayStation. And they're proving that right now if it's actually selling more.
You're having a different argument. I agree with you on that. I'm talking about if the sale will go through or not. I'm saying, you know, I don't even want to talk about the sale.
Yeah.
I'm like, B&D. Let's not even go down that hole. Until it's done, I don't want to talk about it. Yeah. But as far as other PC game news showing smooth, you know, games like Capcom skipping Xbox on games like Battle Network and other things. And, you know, just looked up that as predicted last year, half of Capcom sales are now on PC.
True. 50%. Oh, yeah, over 50%.
Finally buying games.
Finally, they've always been buying games smooth.
But hey, BG, you said something I want to ask you about. You mentioned how Call of Duty goes up and down and dips. Do you know why that is? Like, what causes that shit?
I think certain people, according to what I know, Call of Duty fans have their favorite Call of Duty studios. Like, I think Treyarch is looked at as the favorite, and I think Infinity Ward is behind that, and then what's the last one? I can't even keep up with these motherfuckers. Sledgehammer, I think. Sledgehammer is, I guess, the least favorite. I think it's usually based on what type of Call of Duty it is. Because, you know, they've had, like, the boots on the ground ones, and then you've had the futuristic ones. I think that affects it, too, because certain of the players like a certain type of Call of Duty also. So I think that has something to do with it. Yeah.
Okay.
But if y'all got nothing else, I'm gonna move on. So this happened like a week and a half ago. A game preservationist archived a complete set of PlayStation, US PlayStation 2 game manuals online in 4K. Nice. And they can be viewed by anyone for free. So if you want to go look up, if you want to go look up any manual from the PS2 era, you can go look at it. It apparently cost him $40,000 and a very long time to complete this archive.
Yeah.
See, Richard, that is a form of lost media, BG. So shout out to the person that's archiving that.
That's fire.
Dedication.
Yeah.
People don't believe in lost media, BG. That's a real thing, though.
And that's the thing. A lot of them booklets gave more insight on the actual characters and the what's it called? Concept art and information about the. Wasn't it the game manuals that talked about how heavy the suits were in Halo, or am I thinking of something else?
No, yeah, game manuals gave you details. Yeah.
I remember there was a time, like, you know, I'd go out with my dad, we'd buy games, and like on the way back home, we'd be reading the manuals.
Yeah.
Nigga,
you were hyped to read the manuals before the games.
Damn, Bond, I remember that shit too. Except without the dad part.
You remember that shit?
Except without the dad part. No dad part though.
Before smartphone.
Wait, why is that funny? Wait, why is that funny? Hold on now.
I'm about to say before smartphones, I used to.
You had to volunteer that.
I used to get my favorite game book manuals and read them while I was on the toilet. I used to have like four manuals just reading them while I was on the toilet.
I think the most impressive thing of this is, because obviously he doesn't own all these games. I think I read that like he had to like find people and reach out to people who had some of these extremely rare games, right? So, and he had to get them. I think he had to get them actually physically from them and like borrow them and then scan the manuals. So, and some of these shits are super rare. So, you know, to
somebody that trusted him.
Yeah. Like that's an incredible feat to even get these games.
Yeah, or that nigga had to put a retainer fee. He was like, bro, if you pay me X amount of money, I'll let you borrow it, and I'll give the money back to you when you send it back to me.
Because, damn, letting somebody borrow a Sweek It In 2 manual? Good Lord.
I'm not letting anybody borrow my Shenmue 2 manual. No, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's probably where the $40,000 came from. They're probably right. He probably had to pay a retainer fee. Like, look, if you're going to let me borrow this manual, like,
I wonder what he does for a living. Like, when we hear these stories about people just having to spend an excess amount of money for something that wasn't, I mean, not needed, but nothing, this wasn't nothing that had to be done. I wonder if these niggas already be rich and they just bored this day hobby. Like, where are they getting this money from to do all this?
Sometimes it's just the passion, man. Some people just get the passion for something and it'll drive them to do stuff like that. That's pretty awesome, though.
$40,000 for shit.
Yeah.
There's people that collect stamps as a passion.
Even though.
Couldn't be me, but I congratulate
you. Hey, Doc, let me find out you a freak, nigga. What's going on?
No, hold on now. No. No,
the
hold
fuck?
On.
No.
Yeah.
He said some people collect stamps and then went, like, we all heard that. Come on, huh?
Even though I'm not like.
You know what that means. Long tongue Larry, let's get it.
Oh, my God. Even though I'm not like one of those dudes who's like crazy about like, you know, the preservation part of it. I find this still impressive. You know, I ain't going about to go look at none of these manuals, but I think it's cool he did it. Sir.
That's a great You're tripping, nigga. Yeah. I'm about to go read the Jack and Daxter manual right now.
Oh, my God. All right, man. Hope you enjoy that.
And I think
that.
Image card 4K as well, from what I'm seeing on the links.
Do you have a link to that, or do we just have to Google it?
Yeah, Blazer just linked it in my Discord.
Got it on my PC and my Xbox. Yeah. Sorry,
by the way, God of War 2018 total sales are up to 23 million thanks to PC. The last 3 million were really PC pushing that, even though Jack likes to blame PlayStation games going to PC for everything bad. It's all terrible and stuff.
That 3 million is not confirmed PC.
It's PC, Jack.
That article said, well, last time I heard, they were struggling to get over 1 million on PC. So how we know?
Is everybody buying games but the Xbox dudes? What's going on here?
Of course.
I haven't bought shit in a while, dude.
Oh, why did you confirm what Bond said? Come on now.
I haven't bought, like, hey, like, honestly, all right, so I'll say this. Like, had it not been for Nick Banks, I wouldn't have bought God of War. And had it not been from God's Bulldog, I wouldn't have bought Call of Duty. At least not yet.
Why?
Because of who?
I just haven't been. I'm not really in a position to buy all these damn games, and they're $70. So I just been playing whatever I had access to.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not wrong, man.
And the thing is, just say the real answer. There's nothing to buy.
No, But the thing is, I have other platforms where the games, it was like, I could,
yeah,
there is something to buy on other platforms. I just haven't been really in the position to buy these games. And then I've been somewhere to the point where I don't really care if I hit this game like day one or not. You know, like, facts. I'll just get it whenever I get it. And that's been my attitude literally with like the last three major releases. The last real game that I bought, like I'm gonna call like AAA, what was the last AAA game or full price game that I actually bought? NBA 2K.
Tragic. Yeah. What a nigga.
And that was the one you picked, huh?
What a nigga.
NBA League Pass, and I'm regretting that.
Typical Negro.
The NBA's been trash. What's that collection, BG?
The Negro Casual Collection. These Negroes predictable as hell, huh? All they want to do is run and shoot shit. Stop.
Tragic. You're canceling people out here. You better stop.
Amen. That's still.
That was anti-Semite, actually, BG.
Yo, chill. Don't say that, man.
What are you talking about? Call me
him, listen, man, you can talk. Listen, we know you could talk about black people. That's fine. You know,
you get away with that. We don't have like an anti like something disclaimer.
They call it anti-black. The thing about anti-black don't sound as like bad as anti-Semite. They have like a whole terminology for it. You know, like anti-black, anti-Semite. Whoa, buddy. You know?
Anti-black is not detrimental to anybody. You don't lose anything for being anti-black. That's why.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole After Dark conversation, though.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Yeah. Yep.
What game is this?
I gotta see. So it's a beta. Somebody sent me this video. It's some game's beta.
Is it the Descent?
Let me look in this folder.
I played that beta. I thought that was good. It's gonna be like a Destiny. It looked graphically, it looked good, but
what?
Not
this game looks like
the game that I'm playing. The game. No, the game that I'm
playing. It's Descendant. This file says Descendant beta. Yeah. So that's what it is. Never heard of it. But that's what it's called. All right, PlayStation quarter two report. So PlayStation Plus lost almost 2 million subscribers since relaunch. The PlayStation 5 hit 25 million. So they hit 25 million. They gained more money, and this was like their best quarter ever. But due to rising cost, their profits fell by like 49% versus, I think, the previous quarter. 3.3 million PS5 consoles shipped during quarter two. 62.5 million software sold, including 6.7 million first-party games. Digital software sales are 63%.
They sold a million less first-party games as opposed to last quarter, but continue.
Okay.
Even with the PC?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And what else we got here? They have 102 million monthly active users, 45 million PlayStation Plus subscribers, and yeah, I think that's it. As far as the monthly active users and, you know, the PlayStation Plus subscribers dropping, they think part of it is due to, you know, the pandemic, quote unquote, ending and people going outside. And what was the other shit they said? They said something else why they think it dropped a little bit, but what I will say, hey man, I always said like PlayStation needs some actual reasons that they made for people to pay for PlayStation Plus and stick around to pay for PlayStation Plus. But you know, people told me, shut up, BG, you don't know nothing. You know, I told them to make their own first party multiplayer games, give them a reason, stop, you know, relying on third party. But you know, people told me to shut the hell up. So, you know,
yeah, shit happens.
The rebrand of PS Plus has been absolutely, for lack of a better term, it's been fucking abysmal. It's been trash.
Yeah, I just downgraded that shit before Odo renewed.
Yeah, I'm on the highest tier right now. I did lower my tier for renewal. If anything, I'll stick with the extra tier, which is tier two. Tier three is worthless currently. They promised something that they're not delivering. They promised.
Wait, talking about the yeah.
They promised PS2, PS1, PS3, and PSP games, but they're not releasing any of that. As a matter of fact, they're releasing PS4 games that are remasters of PS3 games as tier three games, which they said they wouldn't do. Right, so.
they're not delivering the deliverables, as people like to say, and it's not worth it. They should continue to lose subscribers, and they're not providing what they said. So as far as I'm concerned, this is great fucking news. And they're selling less games. They're gonna brag about the revenue. Well, they raised the price of games for $10, and they doubled the price of PS Plus. Used to be $60, now it's $120 if you want the full PS Plus. So they doubled the price of it. Of course, they're gonna make more fucking money.
Yeah, you don't want to play Siphon Filter 1 and 2.
I mean, I would like for them to add more PS1 games.
That's all you need.
That's all they added. I think they just finna get Siphon Filter 3 soon, but
nigga, they haven't added in, bro. It's embarrassing how, what did we always say about PS2? The catalog is immense. Exactly. Immense! And we got Siphon Filter 1 and 2.
Bruh, on top of that, they took away like 300 games. It was 300 more games on PS Now before they rebranded it. Now they're drip feeding them back out to like it's an added value. Bro, this was already on here, bro. What are y'all doing?
I put some games on my Twitter, if y'all follow me on Twitter. I was in my garage cleaning up. They could put Need for Speed Most Wanted. They could put.
Yeah, how often are you in your garage cleaning up?
This is early today. But I was looking at, bro, games like World Tour. Do y'all remember that game, the scooter game? There's a whole bunch of niche games they could put on there, except for the trash. They got like probably 20, maybe 15, 20 PS2 games on there. Maybe 15.
But we're not even counting. You're talking about like third party games, bro. They own a lot of these games. What's that shit, BT? Legend of all that shit, bro. Like, Legend of Dragoon. They not put none of this shit on there, bro. Like, where's all the games at, bro? Parasite Eve. Well, they don't own Parasite Eve, but like, where are
some of these? Oh, my God. Did you hear about what Parasite Eve did?
No, whatever.
Like, they made an announcement. People were excited about it. It was like an NFT game or some bullshit.
Oh, that's messed up.
That's ridiculous, bro.
I did the same thing too. I dropped my tier from premium to extra because I do see the value in the extra. But
yeah, extra's cool. Extra's cool. The first tier is cool.
Was that the only nigga that bought it for the year?
Yeah, they got me too. Now they got me too. Yeah, because it was cheaper than doing it the month to month. But now I gotta wait for my shit to.
That always game fucking sucks, yo.
I mean, I've beat a few games off of it, so I mean, I guess I've gotten my money. The
only game I've beaten off of that service was freaking Shadow Warrior.
Is it wishful thinking for me to hope that they figure out a way to emulate the PS3?
You go emulate it at 30 frames and think it's cool.
Isn't that what they doing, dang near, streaming off of it? Like,
you're streaming it, yeah, but it's still not.
He told my emulate to work and run natively.
Like. Yeah, PlayStation. I mean,
on the PS5.
The assumption everybody makes is like, apparently, like getting the PS3, you know, software on this shit, getting like that, just that shit to emulate properly. This seems to be like the hardest shit that Sony, at least Sony is acting like it's the hardest thing they've ever attempted. That's what they're acting like.
I'm calling shenanigans on that too, though, because there are working PS3 emulators on PC. And I know for a fact these niggas ain't nowhere got the wherewithal, the know how, the assets. That these engineers at PlayStation got. So if these bum ass, dusty, rusty, crusty ass niggas could do it from the comfort of their own fucking shed they living in, these PlayStation engineers could do that shit too.
Yeah, I don't know if they don't want to do it or that shit is really that hard. I don't know.
No, they don't. I was playing NBA Street Volume 1 on my Mac, nigga. Like they can do it, bro.
Bro, because the PS3 library is also ridiculous, man. Like, I don't know, it is. Man.
Oh, absolutely. We're just nuts. great library.
Again, we're not allowed to like old games. I remember, my bad.
Yeah, that's true too.
Are y'all throwing subliminals at me?
No. Y'all born in 3D gamers, bro. I can't stand y'all, bro.
Yeah, people do get mad when you say you playing an old game. Why you playing that old?
They sure do.
Why you not playing Gotham Knights that got like a fucking 30 on Metacritic? Well, you know, maybe.
Hey,
you know,
add me next time.
I'm just saying, bro.
I know this is not gonna stop me from roasting y'all for playing old games, right? I'm still gonna do that shit.
Like the fuck, Resident Evil 4 for like the 20th time.
Yeah, ain't nobody talking to your
I just want to make sure y'all still gonna get roasted every time I see Jack playing some old ass Ratchet and Clank. Yo, Man, see, you don't get off this dumb shit.
This is why BG roasts don't affect me or mentally or anything.
Yo, that's fucked up. I did go into Jack's stream the other time. He was playing Ratchet and Clank. I was like, God damn, this shit look rough, though. All the edges were jagged.
And they put an OPS now. They saw my streams and said, this is what the streets need. We need to feed the streets. Whack Move told us. And that's, listen, man, you're welcome. Y'all ain't going to have to blame me.
Sure, buddy. By the way,
fuck you.
Sure, buddy.
That was a sincere fuck you.
Hey, bitch. Should we play Evil West in co-op or not? I don't know. You know, I don't like you. Playing in co-op.
Come up off that review code. What's up,
sir? Bitch is my grandmother's name. What you call me?
okay, whore.
I might fuck with it.
I don't have a review code though, Smooth. I just bought the game. Because it has co-op, and the street's been saying they would like me and Jack to play it in co-op. But you know, I don't like playing co-op games. I don't like people like playing with somebody in co-op.
Weirdo.
So I'm thinking about just playing it by myself. By the way, Evil West, don't look at the trophies. Because there's one trophy in there. Ooh, buddy, that shit is a major spoiler.
Keeping it as a secret. Like,
so it's probably going to be a hidden trophy, right? But you know, you can go to like Power Picks and all these different websites that show all the trophies. And it's a good thing I'm not bothered by spoilers, because I looked at that shit. I was like, good God. Like, it literally tells, if you watch any of the trailers of Evil West and you know one of the characters, and then this trophy tells you something. And it's like, oh shit, that's literally the entire plot. And like the whole ending tells you everything, damn near, in one trophy. So don't look at that shit.
Why do you look at trophies out of curiosity?
Because I do like to get platinum sometimes for games I really like. And so I look at the trophies to see, is this possibly a game that I would like to platinum? Right. And if I see any dumb shit, like, you know, what Jack be doing, oh, like in Red Dead, find the rarest bird, you know, white feathered bird in the Appalachian Mountains, or, you know, and you could only find this bird, whatever the fuck, God. You could only find this bird once per year, right? Something dumb like that. You could only find the bird once per year, you know, and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to get that platinum, right? So I do it for that reason.
Did you get the Returnal platinum?
Absolutely not. No.
Okay.
The cock.
Yeah, I hate RNG.
I look up trophies to see if it requires a difficulty. If there is a difficulty trophy,
Evil West has a difficult, and that's what I like about Evil West. Like, they're not pussies like PlayStation. It has a, you have to beat the game on the hardest difficulty to get the platinum.
Yikes!
Clap it up for Evil West and them boys over there. Appreciate y'all.
I might do that game in co-op if it's depending on how long it is, man.
So I don't even have one platinum at all. Not even one. If I was to platinum a game, that would give me the full joy that you platinum hunters got. What game should it be? What should be my first platinum?
You don't even got one on Xbox?
Return will be
I'll tell you a couple of my platinums. That's all you need, bro.
somebody hasn't gotten a platinum trophy?
I don't got a platinum. I don't got one platinum trophy.
I only have one.
I think I got like three. I could get it easily, like a fourth one, if I finish. I got to finish that Artful Escape on PS Plus before my thing. I think my last day with this current tier is like. The 12th?
I have, but like,
what would be a game that you guys like say, okay, if you're gonna get your first platinum, this should probably be the game to do.
Elden Ring.
Iron Snout.
Get that Returnal.
Spider-Man PS4 is not, easy platinum.
Yeah, it is. Don't get Returnal.
Iron Snout.
That's one of those shameful cheap. That's like one of those shameful cheap ones. You don't want to get that one. Yeah, something respectable. Like,
I got a respectable plat. I almost had one. Shadow Warrior 3. Like,
okay, stop this. There's like three games.
What the fuck is Iron Snout?
Some garbage. There's like three games that I'm one trophy away from getting a platinum, and I still haven't like done it. Like Stray, bro. I still need one trophy for Stray, and I won't go back and get it because it's that dumbass. speed run trophy, and it's not hard. I just don't like doing speed runs for games, bro. That shit is dumb.
Ain't nothing more annoying than the Rainbow Six Siege Platinum, bro. You had to shoot. You had to play
about that game, fun BG.
Bro, you had to play the terrorist hunt defense mode 100 times, right? You can't choose when you play it. So you just got to keep playing it and hope that the defense mode is the one coming up. And you got to do that 100 times, bro. And there's no counter. You don't have any idea how many you have. You just got to keep playing it. Yes, bro. It took me years to get that platinum. Just for the simple fact that, and on top of that, the frame rate is 30 and below. It's 60 frames on multiplayer, but on Terrorist Hunt against computers, it's not even 60. It's terrible.
But why do you guys love that shit so much? Like, what is
it? It's a challenge.
That's what I said. It's tedious.
Well, it's something to do. It's something to do to, you know, fully feel like you're done with the game.
You talking about Rainbow or Platinum?
Well, fucking makes some kids.
No, Platinum's, period.
I don't care about Platinums.
I don't care about trophies, period.
Because you can't get a Platinum by mistake, right?
The only trophies, achievements that were ever cool was Halo 3's, because you would get armor unlocks in Halo 3 via certain achievements. So if you had certain armor, like the Flaming Samurai headlong armor, people know you got the double kill, the Spartan laser achievement.
Oh, yes, that's pretty cool. They don't do that no more?
Nope. Yes, I remember all that shit. Like you had to get like a quadruple kill or like a quindu, like, for certain like armor pieces, like you had to be that motherfucker. You had to be that dude. Now it's just you're smooth and you just play back alley abortion, like just stupid shit.
Facts.
Bro, yeah, like what are you talking about, dude? I've got respectable achievements.
Iron Scout?
I said that for PlayStation, bro. And the only reason why I mentioned that, because that was back when we used to do the Weapon Wheel donations for us to do the Patreon tiers when they make us play a game. That was one of the games I had to stream. So that's why I bought it up.
Okay.
And the Platinum live on air, and I got the 1000% completion on it.
I want to
the same stream.
I want to talk about, move on and talk about the biggest bag fumbler. That I've seen in a long time. His name is Nebellion. Okay. The
Twitter dude?
Yeah, the man on Twitter known as Nebellion, that is pretty much the gaming news Cliff Points bullet point summary guy. Cause that's what we liked him for. That's what he was. Right? Just a dude who broke down news really fast and gave you the most important bullet points for it. And we don't know who this guy actually was. We've never actually seen him. We've never heard him speak. We just know on Twitter he, you know, breaks down news to bullet points. And it seems that he wanted to just monetize his platform. He wanted to just, you know, be able to make money for what he does. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Even if you're just literally regurgitating news in a shorter in a shorter, more concise way. I think, you know, if you can monetize something you're good at, I don't see nothing wrong with that. There's no shame in that.
Right. Don't hate on nobody.
Yeah. Nothing to hate on there. So he made a Patreon, and I think the Patreon, it was supported. I think they said it got like $1,000. It was making like $1,000 from the people who...
He had like 1,000 patrons.
Oh, 1,000 patrons. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So it says here he had a healthy 985 backers, but only two backing tiers, $1 and $3. Those are two tiers. Assuming that works out too.
He should have made it cheap.
Well, that is cheap.
No, I said he shouldn't have made it cheap.
Yeah.
If he wanted, like, I mean, no offense. I mean, we have like the $6 tier for a reason, but y'all do get your money's worth for it. It's not $1 for a reason.
Yeah, they said this worked out to around $1,000 per month after taxes, right? But I assume that he wasn't going to try to use this as his primary way of making money. I hope not. I thought it was just going to be, you know, supplemental, complimentary. We don't know his situation. But anyway, it seemed like he wasn't able to, you know, that didn't pan out, and he wasn't able to make money the way he wanted from doing this. So he quit. He said, I have miscalculated the value of my Twitter activity and realized that this is not, this is nothing worth supporting by myself for the majority of people. It is not me who's popular, but it's the work that I do that is useful. It is not valuable by itself, but just a comfortable time saver. And I get that now. And I don't understand that statement. Because what the fuck did you think people followed you for?
I do. The dude's white. 1,000%.
Probably.
And he was upset. Because, like, nobody's going to snooze at $1,000 in passive income, which would obviously keep growing, too. I mean, like, within, like, 6 months, that dude wouldn't even have had to pay rent or a mortgage, potentially.
So he was making $1,000 off of Patreon and then stopped.
Yep. Yeah, he didn't even get to cash out on any of it. It wasn't even open a full month.
I don't think he had an active income. That's the problem. Because the way he posted, he literally was posting continuous all day as soon as
the news broke. As soon as it dropped.
So he probably
he was doing it for free.
Yeah.
And now he's getting paid.
And, yeah, pretty much.
But the problem is, he says he realized he's just a time saver for people. My nigga, that's a useful thing to be for people. Yeah. What the fuck do you... Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being a time saver. Nigga, he had 500,000 followers. Over 500,000. That means people value you as being a time saver. You didn't make gaming opinions. You didn't put out your opinions on games. So what the fuck did you think people followed you for?
Well, I guess
not only that, though, but if he wanted people to know him, put your fucking face on camera.
Exactly.
Wasn't he like an emoji or something like that? Or like
what y'all was saying, though, it goes back to what he's saying, right? If he has 500,000 followers that appreciate what he's doing for them, he could only get 1,000 over to his Patreon. Like, he probably
was only the first month.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I also understand what he's saying.
1,000 at how much per Patreon, dude?
But you're not understanding. When you have 500,000, like that's like me, right? If I got 6,000 subs on YouTube, and I say, all right, I'm gonna come out with a new piece of merch, and I see all these people, yeah, man, we gonna fuck with it, yeah, man, go ahead, and I bring it out, and one person buy it, I'm like, what the fuck?
But the thing is, Jack, he limited himself. Because his tiers on Patreon was only $1 and $3. So people only did what he allowed them to.
That's true, too. But also, you got to realize, he was not giving them anything of value by way of the Patreon. I guess he felt that way, right?
Where were these 500 million or these 500K at? Like Twitter followers?
Yeah, Twitter.
He got 500,000 Twitter followers.
And that's the
big... Y'all are also missing one of the bigger...
He didn't go to YouTube.
Too.
He should have gone
quit.
To YouTube.
He didn't go to YouTube, and he quit because he doesn't like Elon Musk also.
Which is weird.
The black man got a lot of these people in their feelings.
It's very weird. Because here's the thing, right? Look, do the math, right? He had 500,000 Twitter followers. Let's say 10%, right? Between 5 and 10% of those people would follow him to YouTube or watch his videos on YouTube. And he wouldn't have to do anything extravagant. He could literally do the same shit that he did on Twitter. Get on camera, which leads me to believe, like, I think something might be wrong with him. Like, maybe he's on the spectrum. Maybe he's disfigured. I'm not trying to be funny. But why else would you not go to another platform like YouTube where it's so easy to make money? And get that extra money from YouTube.
You see what just happened to that one dude that finally showed his face and the whole internet roasted him because he kept looking to the left side of the screen.
But that's the thing too, though, BG. If he did that, he would just pretty much be a News for Views channel, right?
What's wrong with that?
Review Tech USA made a living off of it.
How many channels actually flourish this day and age off of doing it, though? That's so 2011, bro. Like
Jack.
On his voice. He wouldn't put on his voice on this stuff, right? It was just tweets.
He wouldn't have to do a podcast, bro.
Jack, listen. Here's the thing.
Why don't you invite him onto the podcast?
I don't know how to get in contact with him. He has like his shit locked or whatever, and his DMs are not open. But the thing is, okay, Jack, the thing is, like, yeah, plenty of people make News for Views channels, but people don't necessarily strictly watch it for news. They watch it for the personality of the person giving news.
That's true.
He don't have a personality. That's
why. But we don't know that.
If he just characters on a tweet, he probably not the charismatic.
You know what I'm saying? He doesn't have a fucking person. That's the whole. This is what this is all going back to. He literally gave information. He didn't add anything of value. That's why didn't nobody go to the Patreon. That's why he left. If he had a personality, this would be a different conversation.
But we don't.
That shit
but
works, man.
We
don't even know what he looked like.
But that's the thing. You're not even going to try? You mean to tell me? Listen, Jack. I'm the most boring nigga on earth. That's what y'all tell me. I could get 8,000 views sometimes. You mean to tell me this nigga more boring than me?
You sponsored by AverMedia.
This nigga is not more boring than me, Jack.
Who knows?
BG, you got good thumbnails. They're thumbnails.
Come on, bro. Come on, Jack.
He does them thumbnails?
What he do?
He got 500,000. Jack, if you had, listen, I'm here to tell you right now. If you have 500,000 followers on any platform and you cannot figure out how to monetize that, you are either an idiot or you are ignorant.
That's literally how he felt when he launched that Patreon. He's like, I got 500,000 followers. There's no way I can't get, hell, like you said, even 10%. Maybe 4,000 or 5,000 people going to come over. When he saw like one, he was like, what the fuck? Like, what the hell? Yeah,
he didn't even give it a month, though.
He probably got embarrassed and discouraged.
He didn't provide any sort of content, neither. Like, he was supposed to do a Discord. The Discord was coming soon. Like, what?
So hold up. It was like an MVP Deadly Messiah case. Like when he started the Patreon and people joined and he shut it down and quit YouTube.
He's saying people was canceling at an alarming rate for it to be just a month in.
So what? And the thing is, okay, the thing about Patreon is Patreon, okay, there's some people who may not feel like pledging a certain amount of money. But on YouTube, people don't have to pledge anything. All they have to do is click a video. People will much likely click a video just to hear what you got to say rather than pledge $1 or $3 a month, and you'll get paid more than that.
This is the issue with that, too, though. I don't think that's it's not a market for that, because why would I go to a YouTube video if I'm primarily on Twitter watching your tweets? All right, let me read down timeline real quick. I'm not finna go to no fucking long form video of you going through shit. And then
like, you
have no, Jack.
On top
Jack.
Of this,
hold on, Jack. Bro. No, chill, Jack. There's literally a guy on YouTube. Shout out to him, Toboverse TV. That all he does is retweets. He will never run out of content. All he does is literally read other people's tweets.
Think about like this.
This is different, though. This is different.
Think about it like this, though. If he had no type of personality tweets, if it was all just straight facts, why would anyone want to try to see what his personality is like on a YouTube? Like, he should have already garnered that interest on Twitter.
Alex, why am I going to a 5-minute YouTube video where I got to search out timestamps, if there even are timestamps, to see if he's going to talk about something that I care about when I could just go to his fucking timeline?
Jack, people will definitely go. Because, look, okay, look. Okay, Jack, but that's the thing. You don't need nowhere near 500,000 people to go. You only need a small percentage of that, and you good.
He carved out a niche with what he was doing. And what you're saying is for him to step out of that realm to where what got him the following that he amassed.
BG, are you saying he could have just did both?
Yes. Yeah, and he would have been fine.
Yes. Yep.
You know what's crazy about the whole situation? He said he closed it because he doesn't also think that Elon Musk will make things better. But Elon Musk would have satisfied what he's trying to do, because Elon Musk is trying to get Twitter accounts being able to be monetizable based on engagement. So he would have been able to do what he did normally, got paid for it like we get paid to do on YouTube.
Like,
wow.
Look, Jack, here's the thing. There are people like me, right? Where when news comes out, I click on people's video that talk about the exact same news that I just listened to one person's opinion on, just because it's a different person. There's plenty of people who do that.
Yes, but he doesn't, bro. He doesn't have opinion. He just literally types the news,
bro.
What if his opinions fucking suck?
BG,
no one asked. What if his opinions fucking suck?
It doesn't matter. Got a million subs, and his opinions are pretty trash.
Why he don't do podcasts or Q&As? He don't do that already.
You can't do Young Ye either.
Bro, he don't want people to know his name, what he look like. Why the fuck would he do a Q&A?
Why would he do
Is that the case? I don't know. Is he don't want people in? Is that actually the case?
Why would somebody share their opinion on an hour-long podcast when they already don't share their opinion on a fucking 240 character tweet?
He could do he could do some quick news shit. Yeah, like just a quick videos. Some quick shit.
Bro, he just shared his opinion for the first time and niggas is fucking cooking him for doing that.
Okay. They still following him, right?
I don't like where Twitter hated because Elon Musk. He getting roasted the fuck up because he shared his opinion one
time. Well, that was some dumb shit. That was some that don't because that don't make no because that's dumb. That's like that okay because that's literally niggas saying.
Oh, okay, let me ask you a question. So, judge by how he said on that, how do you know his gamer's opinion holds any merit for me to go and follow him on fucking YouTube?
Jack, it doesn't matter.
Need to. Yeah,
it doesn't matter. Jack, here's what I'm saying, right? Just by the law of fucking like fractions and percentages, he would be good. He has 500,000 followers. If between 5 and 10% watch his video, even less than that, he is good. He is roasting all of our views just by a fraction.
But wait a minute. He had 500,000 followers, and 10% of that are not willing to give him 70 cents a month. That's a
but they'll be willing to watch a video.
Most of those people probably didn't even know what he was doing yet.
Not only that, but I bet you they'll go to YouTube for free.
Exactly. YouTube is free.
Come on, bro.
Jack. Jack, he would have been his if he makes a comeback right now and says he's making a YouTube channel, I guarantee you he averages bare minimum 15,000 per video. Guarantee you. Bare minimum. I guarantee it.
I disagree.
I guarantee you.
Because clearly he did not want to do what it took to get a follower on YouTube, and he's clearly not a fan of podcasts or whatever the fuck he would have had to do.
But you don't need to do podcasts,
but
though.
But look, y'all are not understanding, bro. He got what he got. The effort he put in is that's definitely take effort the shit he was doing. But he not trying to do nothing extra. He not trying to do videos, clearly, because if he did, he would have done it, right?
And that's why he's a bag fumbler.
On top of that.
He not trying to share his opinion, because if he wanted to, he would have did it. He not trying to do podcasts, because if he wanted to, he would have did it. You know what I'm saying?
Two things on top of that. You can't bring Young Gay, because the reason why people even subscribe to him is because they felt like he had inside information about specific games, i.e. Death Stranding. Niggas wasn't listening to him unless he was trying to give them some, you know, behind the scenes info, because he was having coffee with the guy, the dinga at the conventions and whatnot. Secondly, we've seen this happen a million times where somebody does something and then they try to do something else and nobody follows them.
Exactly.
Prime example. How many YouTubers have y'all seen try to be rappers all of a sudden?
That's not the same thing.
That's completely different.
What are you talking, bro?
That's completely different.
What I'm speaking to is the audience will follow you if the personality is there. He has no talk with his audience. They literally see him as a bot almost.
He would have had to have nurtured a whole new audience because if I'm reading tweets, you're nothing but you're that anime One Punch Man picture in characters to me.
Jack, I got a question.
What's up?
Okay. Have we ever talked about Wario64's opinion? Thoughts, pressure. All we care about is the nigga said, hey, PS5 just dropped. We don't care about who you are. We don't care about what your opinions are. You are here for a stat. You are here for something so I can go back and talk to on a real podcast with people that got real opinions and personalities. Ain't nobody worried about that.
Listen.
Bro, they would have to garner a relationship with him. Okay, this is what this dude sound like. Okay, cool. Do I really like what he's saying?
I completely stand on he would have gotten 15 to 20K views per video easily. I stand on that.
Jack, here's why you're wrong.
It doesn't translate.
No, it does. The man was providing a good or a service. All he needed was marketing and branding. That's all he would have needed.
Which he was not willing to do.
Exactly, which is dumb.
Oh, okay, how about this? When I streamed Among Us, I had a stream with 10,000 live viewers. Do I have 10,000 live viewers or do I have 10,000 followers on Twitter? No, they were there for Among Us. They didn't care if I said anything funny. They didn't care if I was endearing during the stream, if the stream was entertaining.
Endearing.
They didn't stick around. Now, what y'all are saying, I should have 10,000 followers on Twitter and I should average thousands.
No, that's not the same thing.
And you know what's even crazy? The fact that he was able to even turn 1,000 people over within a month statistically is very successful for a new starting business.
Jack, the only difference with that example with your Among Us is that he would be bringing a presumed audience with him. You got that influx of random clicks that just happened to watch Among Us. You didn't have 10,000 people come with you to a video already.
Well, he would have a lot of random clicks too, because he touched on all the, you know, perks and game information.
BG is just going off the simple fact that you have 500,000 people, a fraction of them should go and watch a video. He's just going off of what they should do, because the numbers
it's not going to translate.
I think it will.
Bro, do you know how many famous people that got millions of followers tweet out some shit that they working on and don't nobody interact with the fucking tweet? Nobody cares, bro. Nobody cares, bro.
It's not the same.
It's all about name recognition. Look at David Jaffe. David Jaffe fucking created God of War Twisted Metal. Nobody gives a fuck about his content.
Do you know why?
No one cares.
Do you know why?
That's different.
He's also not likable. He's not likable.
Because people don't like him talking about irregular topics in politics.
But that's the point, though. The same way Nabil, you got on there and talked about Elon Musk. Nigga said, man, I'm not trying to hear that shit, bro. You know what I mean?
That's because Elon Musk is actually trying to help people like him and make Twitter better. But he made it into Elon Musk is a super right wing, Trump, etc.
So who's to say this Nabilian fellow wouldn't get on YouTube and do the same shit that make David Jaffe unlikable to many? That's what I'm saying.
Here's the issue we're having.
But David Jaffe,
you're making a bunch of hypotheticals. That's your argument.
Everybody else is doing the same thing.
Everybody else's argument is, how do you know until you try?
He tried and they didn't go.
No, Patreon is not trying. Patreon is not trying.
Wait, no, y'all said, bro, he has a sample size.
3 weeks is not trying.
He had a sample size. He went to another platform and people did not go in mass exodus.
3 weeks is not trying.
Oh yeah, okay, whatever.
If he went for a year, okay, yes. 3 weeks is not trying.
Jack, this is what I'm saying. He did not go to another platform and translate what he did to that platform. All he did was go on Patreon and said, here, you can give me money. That's like, he did the same thing as, oh, here's my Cash App. That's not the same thing as going to YouTube and talking about the same thing that you do on Twitter. It's different.
He's still finessed. You know what? He still finessed himself, because if he was doing it for free anyway, and then he said, hey, here's my Cash App, you missed out on $1,000 for what you was going to do anyway for free.
Well, that's what the content has to be different on Patreon. So he did have to do something different. Unless he was putting his tweets on Patreon, that's all he was doing.
I don't know what he was doing.
I think he could just put a Cash App link in the bio if he wanted to do that.
I would like to see, my thing is, what the fuck do you have to lose? Let's say Jack is right. Why wouldn't the nigga try it? Make a YouTube channel right now. You activate your Twitter account. What the fuck does that cost? Nothing. You could absolutely know if it would work, if it would make you money, if people would watch literally within a week. And you could be like, oh, well, didn't work. Shut it down. It cost you nothing. You're a bag fumbler to not even fucking try to translate it to somewhere else. YouTube, Twitch, anywhere. How do you have 500,000 followers and you just literally do nothing?
Can we make the argument that he never cared in the first place enough to do it?
I mean, if you don't care about money, that's cool.
Yeah.
Something
else BG said that's very true too, that I had to find out the hard way with analytics. There was a time on YouTube where I felt like I was late to talk about topics, and I felt like, damn, everyone's already covered this, so I'm just not going to make a video about it. And then one day I was just like, you know what? Maybe people just want to hear my opinion on it. And I would make a video about everything that everybody else spoke about. And when I would go to my analytics, sure enough, if the topic was God of War and there was 50 videos on God of War, people would still click on my video because it was a God of War video. Like, people would like to see every single angle, every single opinion. Even the people that don't like you will still watch your video, just so that they can make fun of you or say how stupid you are in the comment section. Like, it's a weird, like, I don't even know how to explain it.
Yeah.
Like, I even make fun of him. Like,
but this is my thing. Who's to say that he would have done any of that? Who's to say he wouldn't have just reread his tweets, which don't have any, character or, you know, worthwhile? Like, it's just words, bro. Yeah. Oh, this game is coming out this day. It costs this much. Thanks for watching. Like,
but you know what? You know what, Jack? Actually, there are channels that do that. PSVR Pro,
literally.
PSVR Parole, which
is niche. That's a niche thing, though.
No, but what I'm saying, all I'm saying is the format. He literally says these are the top 10 games coming out on PSVR.
Yeah,
okay,
but that's the best PR. VR. Everybody's talking about gaming, bro. Everybody's talking about gaming. Like, I don't know, man.
This is
you
what
know
I'm saying.
It reminds me of people that go to E3 and cover it on their channel, but we still get more views than them. It's like they spent all this money going to E3. It's been numerous years like that. Go and watch videos of journalists that go to E3, cover it on their channel. They got, you know, they got personalities. They don't get as many views as us, right? Because it doesn't fucking matter. You can talk to, I've seen niggas that interview Sean Layden, interview this person, that person. No one cares, right? We can talk about the exact same topic, having less knowledge, and still get more views than them, right? If we talk about God of War, we might get more views than David Jaffe. You know what I'm saying? Nobody cares. It's about the personality and the auras of the people that are you are watching.
Last thing I'm going to say is, bare minimum, just dropping an account that has 500,000 is stupid. Just dropping it. That's literally cash. It can translate to cash. Like, you're flushing money down the toilet just by not using the account. That's like also my issue with it. Like, it's like, oh, okay, that's like having, that's literally like having a currency, but it's not US, right? And you just have it taken it to the bank so you can make it USD. So you're acting like it's not worth anything. No, it's worth something. You just didn't fucking, you like go trade it in for the fucking actual currency that you need. So you're just leaving it? Like, come on, bro. I'm sorry.
He ain't got no initiative. That's at the end of the day.
It just looks nuts to me. I'm sorry. It looks nuts to me.
Laziness.
Just looks nuts to me. But couldn't be me.
Nah, couldn't be me. I would have capitalized on that shit like crazy. Back
Tumblr.
Yeah.
Is that a new orientation, Bar?
It sounds like it when BG said it.
Yeah.
Bag Fumbler.
Big bag Fumbler, bro.
Crazier shit has happened. I mean, me and Dr. Trey both closed the gap before Xbox did.
You talking about the one his teeth?
Yeah.
Damn.
Remember when Smooth said that the Xbox is going to close the gap? We both closed our, I mean, shit. Dr. Trey on growing before Xbox
You put your knees together when Kid Smooth said that?
Oh, shit.
Last thing I want to bring up. I kind of hate this. I don't, this is a stupid topic, but for some reason, IGN brought up to the director of Final Fantasy 16, Naoki Yoshisha. They brought up the conversation about the lack of diversity in Final Fantasy 16. Game's not out yet, obviously, right? And then this sparked a whole topic about it on Twitter. And I was so confused. I was like, where the fuck did this topic come from? I'm like,
what do you mean lack of diversity and what
like people, characters, literally. Lack of, like, you know,
I got an idea about that.
But
go ahead.
And I was like, who the fuck, which one of you mofos in this community brought up this fucking dumb shit? Because, you know, there'd be some fake outrage. Because listen, y'all know me, I'm definitely be ready to bring up when there's like a diversity problem, like in games where there clearly is one, and there's like, you know, if you play in a game,
you bring it up, or your wife tells you to bring it up.
I bring it up, sir. If we're in the middle of fucking New York or some shit, and and you know, that's your game, and there ain't no black people, of course I would be like, okay, what the fuck is going
on?
That
makes sense.
Yeah.
Or no Dominicans.
Yeah, no Puerto Ricans, no Dominicans, you know, no bodegas, like
friends.
Chopped cheese. You know, where it's appropriate, but never have I. I never thought, like, played a Final Fantasy game and be like, this game's need some more niggas in this shit, man. And that's not to say that, like, Final Fantasy has the best, you know, efforts in diversity, but I've never looked at it, like, as an issue, given the context and given the situation. So when I found out that it was IGN who brought up this fake outrage, I hate, and I want to know if this person that asked the question was even like black or colored or whatever, because I hate when people of other races bring up an issue when the people themselves that it affects don't have an issue with it. I'm like, my nigga, we okay. We're not mad at this. Why are you bringing it up to make it seem like we're upset about it when we're not? Right. So I didn't see this as a real story and a real issue. It was, I hated the conversation.
what's pissing me off is like people think all these people are white, like they're technically Asian.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Japan is there's not like niggas in Japan or anything. It's amazing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like
there's few, but yeah.
If you watch most anime, I mean, look at that Naruto for a read. Like those sand ninjas, they didn't come out until like mm-hmm. 3/4 of the way into the damn show because yep. they're like, well, damn, we did everything else. Let's try something different now. Like Japan isn't diverse because in Japan there aren't. It's not a melting pot like America or Europe.
You know, actually,
it just is what it is.
You know, I actually looked up why there's so many, I guess, quote unquote, white pale face characters or whatever. In all anime, and they said that it's the same reason why it's a part of the fantasy. So they create a bunch of characters that look like regular white Americans because for them, white people is kind of that's weird. That's not there's like a spectrum of, you know, if you got the big eyes, the big hair, there's a spectrum of what's weird and what's normal. And essentially, they had it on a graph, and it was like white people with big eyes and certain hair and certain features is the just enough fantasy, but enough realism for anime, and that's why they don't look like
it's exactly like why when we grew up, like niggas looked like He-Man and Lino.
Yeah,
and, no difference.
And of course,
there ain't no regular human being walking around jacked like He-Man.
And
it's all a fantasy.
And there is Barrett. There's the dude from the Final Fantasy with lightning. I didn't like that game, so I don't even know his name, but he. There was the black dude there. So there are black characters, prominent black characters in Final Fantasy. You know, are they, you know, everywhere left and right? No, but I don't think it's an issue. I don't think they necessarily need to be. And I don't, and at the time, I'm not even sure the setting of Final Fantasy 16. I don't even know the exact setting and time, because maybe based on the setting and time, it could make sense that there's not a lot of black people or just not a lot of diversity in general. Either way, I'm like, I don't think this is an issue. There are some game studios that is clearly an issue with. I don't think Square and Final Fantasy specifically is a real issue.
I don't think it's an issue with any Japanese company.
It just has to make sense. Like you said, like when, if you put somebody in the game and I could tell that you're doing it just because you're trying to like cater to a certain crowd or whatever, or seem like you're woke or whatever, then that shit's gonna turn me off. But if it makes sense, then okay, you know, it makes sense, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly.
People are mad at The Witcher.
For what?
Because it didn't have any black people until one of the expansions. And the expansion, it was explained like these dudes came from like the Middle East or whatever, and they were traders, and they gave you special items that weren't available in Midgard. And like, oh, now there's, but yeah, because Midgard doesn't have a lot of black people. And then the TV show created a bunch of problems and stuff because they wanted to make like some of the royalty like colored people. I'm like, well, okay, this is going to be weird because if they have royalty as colored people, then like the regular pop, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you can't just have like all white people and the king and the queen are black. Like, wait, what the fuck?
Right. What happened to the bloodline?
I don't know. I just wouldn't know how that would happen. Did like two niggas just come over and take over? Like it just creates a whole other like diversity really screws up. Well, I would say forced diversity.
There you go. That's a good term for it.
Yeah. Perfect example that I always use, the Fantastic Four movie. Johnny Storm
mm-hmm.
and Sue Storm are twins. You can't make one black Michael B. Jordan, one white.
Transracial.
You can make them both white. You can make them both black. You can make them both Hispanic. But you can't make them two different races when they're supposed to be twins.
Yep.
And then they're like, oh, well, you can explain. I'm like, you know what? But that's taking time away from the movie. Do we really need to take like 15 minutes to take me out of the movie to explain this? Oh, well, you can have twins from two different races and they can turn out like it's just unnecessary,
some stupid mutation. Yeah, it was definitely some fake outrage.
So what do you think IGN's motive was behind this?
Reporting on people complaining, that's all. Don't worry, Kotaku and Polygon will have you covered.
Trying to be, you know, justice warriors about shit that didn't need avenging. Niggas thought they was being the diversity avengers for something that didn't need, you know, that wasn't an issue. Like, come on, IGN. Like, wasn't a problem. But yeah, that's it with that. That's all the real topics. The studio that makes the John Wick movies is considering, you know, and taking some proposals for a John Wick AAA game. People been thinking about what studio they would want to do that. You know, I said Remedy, Rockstar, who else did I say? IO Interactive, even Coalition or Ubisoft. Naughty Dog could do it. You know, of course, that's not going to happen. Like, I don't think none of these first-party studios are going to do it, but I'm saying they could. So, I'll be down for a John Wick game.
Made by Remedy, maybe.
Why wouldn't no first-party studio do it? Spider-Man made by PlayStation. I don't see.
I just don't see it happening.
As long as it's not made by any Xbox studios, we'll be good.
Man, we were doing so good not talking about Xbox.
I mean, we always do good not talking about Xbox. There's nothing to talk about when it comes to Xbox.
Leave it alone, Bond.
Yeah. I think Remedy and Rockstar are the obvious choices because, you know, with Mac, they've both done the Max Payne series, so I think that could work out really well. And IO Interactive, of course, you know, because it's... Even though they don't really show it much in the movies... Like, the steer is, like, I guess supposed to be a stealth part of them being assassins, but it's really just the killing part. There's not a lot of stealth. So, when the fuck did they delay that next John Wick to? When is that? When the fuck is that coming out again?
Like 2024 or something like that?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, we gotta have a movie night with John Wick.
I feel like that shit been delayed forever.
You know what's crazy? Splatoon's more popular than Halo.
Yo, what's wrong with this guy?
Yo,
what's wrong with Bond, bro?
Yo.
Just randomly ragging on Halo at any random point. Oh man. I think that's it. Yeah, we finished at 8:15. Good timing.
Super chats.
Yeah, let's do these super chats, Jack. Eidos plans to work with Xbox on games including Fable. So I think I don't even know the situation with that.
Never mind.
They are right. I said Eidos. What is
Eidos? Someone said Eidos.
No, that was me. For some reason I don't know why I heard IO.
Smooth and BG cannot pronounce studio. Oh, Appalachian or what the fuck did he say?
I think he said alopecia. He says
brother.
Alopecia. The Alopecian Mountains.
The Alopecian brother.
Anyway, Jack, you could do the Super Chats.
Well, before you go to the Super Chats, I'll tell you one thing. I would never go to the Alopecian Mountains.
Oh, yeah. That's your sleep paralysis, home.
We got
a lot of ball niggas up there.
Blaze says, After Dark was fire last week. I was crying at work.
All right.
Jack Sutcliffe says, I beat the RE8 DLC on PC hardcore with keyboard, mouse, and had no issues. You just trash, BG.
Yeah, a lot of the speedrunners use keyboard and mouse.
Raquas Zobi, I believe that's how you pronounce it, says, last week BG was right about the PS4 starting off weak. Most of the great first party games came out 3 years after the initial launch. Give PS5 a chance. Okay. Shot Red 555 says, BG being a booty goon in these streets. Watch out. Okay. Mega ZX 456 says, that's a bad bet, Smooth. From the Frontiers demo I played, it'll be lucky to get a 75. Damn. King of Gamers 405 says, what do you all think Evil West will do in Metacritic scores?
Man, that thing is looking really high production. And it seems like it's going to have a really good story. I'm going to say 87. I ain't going to lie to you.
I'm going to say 80, 84.
It's like an 82.
79, 82. All right. Big Randall says, Bond over there rubbing his hands like Birdman after locking in that bet. Laughing emoji. We got a Homemade Media. It says, I made a game channel, Homemade Games Media. Share.
Y'all go check out Homemade Media channel, man. Phil DVG says, surely his YouTube could outdo the Nutty Crumbside bots. Who knows, man? Jazzy Jefferson says, Jack is right. Making quick tweets regurgitating news with Twitter algorithm wouldn't work on YouTube either. It'd be more of an effort to do YouTube videos. Viewers are lazy to hit the like button on the podcast. That is true. We got Wizard 23. He says, there's women on Twitter with mad followers because of their looks and that try and do YouTube vlogs and get 300 total views. It doesn't translate. Corey Ford says, that's, BG is right.
Let me just say this, right? Like, yeah, y'all got to realize that, like, okay, when you take, for example, these certain women, like, look at Meg Thee Stallion, right? Her music, her albums and her music be flopping.
Talk about right? Marcus.
Because she does one thing on Twitter and in videos that people follow her for and look at her for that's not music. That's the thing. Nebelian, people follow him for news. So they would watch him for the same thing. I'm just saying it's not apples to apples with that because it's, you know what I'm saying? They're offering something like Meg Thee Stallion is offering something online, which is twerking, which a whole bunch of people look at her for. And so when it comes to her album sales, they're like, bruh, I follow you for twerking. I don't give a damn about your music. You see what I'm saying? So it's a little bit different.
At the end of the day, if he doesn't have a personality that they want to see more of, they're not going to another platform to see the same news.
Proceed.
Corey Ford says, BG is right. Plus, Nibble has connections like Jeff Keighley. He could have asked Jeff for a shout out to the VGAs to promote his YouTube channel.
They got connections to the Kojima cocksuckers.
You got Metro Knight. He says, the new Lord of the Rings diversity is a little weird, not gonna lie. And finally, we have Dizzy123. He says, Yoshi said that Final Fantasy 16's world is not the entire globe, which is why the characters are all white. He said the world is Euro medieval inspired. That's it.
Yeah, for some reason, creators of TV shows, movies, and everything, they just feel like in medieval times, no black people existed. Only white people existed in the black Middle Ages.
Yeah, because we were off doing our own shit in the medieval times.
I know. When have y'all ever seen some stuff in Africa or any South American countries during medieval times? It's only white Eurocentric people. We've never seen other people exist in black during the Black Plague or through the goddamn guns, weaponry. It's just all Europeans and Italians. Blaze over there having a field day.
Having a field day.
All right. Was there a new super chat that just came in? I don't know if you. What was the last one you read?
About the Final Fantasy 16.
Okay, Demetrius Bowman just said the black Final Fantasy character was Saz. He was a bad example of diversity. His weapon was literally guns, not some magic, not some magic guns either. Just Glocks. Dude, I like it. I dig it. Hey, man. Hey, man, sometimes I like stereotypes, man. Y'all can be mad if y'all want. Sometimes these stereotypes is fire. It's what it is.
They on point.
Hey, man, I'm not mad at it. Barrett had a gun on his arm, but he was a great father. Hey, not mad at it. All right.
Chill.
Do these outros. Get the hell out of here. Doc. Appreciate you coming through.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me on again, man. I'm glad that I got an open invite, so that's awesome. You guys know where to find me everywhere, DocDarkle985. Appreciate y'all.
All right, Alex.
What's my name? Oh, good week. See y'all next time, dog.
Don't take over the After Dark again.
Oh my god. Oh yeah, I forgot I'm banned. I'm banned from there, so y'all won't see me on After Dark. I got kicked off.
Who banned you?
That's Cap.
Banned him.
I'm looking at this Sonic Frontiers gameplay somebody just put on Twitter. I put it in the Discord. This is actually looking all right, you know what I'm saying? But you know, I think a lot of this, you know, a lot of these gameplay, you know, these little gameplay slices, they can make anything look good. for the moment. True. You know, so you can't be fooled. Can't be fooled by this stuff. I'm gonna go up to a 76.
Really?
I'm going to a 76, man. From a 73. That's 3 points. That's big. So, all right, Jack.
Hey man, good week, man. Good topics. What else? Ragnarok is coming on Wednesday. You know what I mean? Tap in.
Tuesday at midnight.
Tuesday at midnight. There you go. Which would be Wednesday, but I tap in.
Yeah, I'm too old to be staying up till midnight to be playing games.
Hold on, Jack, you're not gonna do the Discord.
You know, you're gonna be doing like 2 12-hour streams of this to start.
Nah,
you probably already have called out of work.
Nah,
BG act like he didn't used to start streaming at 4 a.m.
Oh yeah, I can listen. I could stream very early and have a whole bunch of energy, but streaming late will kill me.
What does a whole bunch of energy look like in a BG stream?
No idea. We've never seen it.
Just you breathing harder this time.
Big boot ending.
What did you call him? Wait, what did you call him? Wow. Paul, dog, hold on now. You're not gonna whisper that. Hold on now.
Let me do my outro.
I did this whole podcast shirtless, by the way, but that's neither here nor there.
Turning into Alex. Anyway, check us out. We're going to the After Dark, undefeated of the East. What are we now, Jack? 8-0? That's right. MVP Jalen Hurts. We going.
Finally.
All right. Smooth.
What's up, everybody? Good episode. I think the curse is gone for sure, despite what Bond says. Look out for that sign. When those Metacritic scores come out, look out for that. That's going to be the real proof. And see you guys in the After Dark.
Okay.
Can we get a live? God, I don't want to be seeing my Xbox
performance. When you gonna go on? When you going on tour, Smooth? Smooth got to go on tour.
My God.
Why you saying like that?
Can we get a live rendition real quick?
Say it again. Say it again, though.
If you do it with me, I got you.
You do it a lot better than I can. So.
That shit was fine. I'm not gonna lie, cause I'm able to put food on the table. Let's go.
Hey, he got quotables.
Yeah, he sure do got quotables. Oh,
All right, that's everybody, right? Everybody did theirs. All right, chat. We'll catch y'all next week. We out. Peace.
Plenty of tried and plenty of fell. You can run and hide, but you can't dodge what's in my weapon. Well, name another pot that's big or small, I'm contesting it still. Name another spot or any section, I'm king of the hill. Name another squad that wanna test it, I'm beating them still. No, you can't dodge what's in my weapon. Well, name another pot that's big or small, I'm contesting it still. Name another spot or any section, I'm king of the hill. Right. I know my bro can't got me. See, that's a black bond that can't be broken. Nah. No Idris Elba, I'm a black bond. Damon a scoping. All black panel. You can never try playing us token. Yeah, we playing games, but now one of us playing a joking.
Not at real. All.
Oh, wait. Then Jack Move came in with the trophies. Damn. God in a lane of his own. Like, how can you gamers approach me? So kids move to body you in Halo. Then send your family an angel emoji.
Damn. Ooh.
Should've known, dog, you ain't got enough Series X's. Best blind, got all the answers. No, you ain't gotta ask Siri questions. All the latest gaming news, gotta be here to check it.
Yeah.
Since 2015 and beyond, I'm just here to respect it.
Woo.
When you at the top of your tier, it's a blessing.
Woo.
From the bottom, so no way we appear to be desperate.
Nah.
This for anybody doubting, I'm clearing a message.
Yeah.
And if you ever had a problem,
plenty
I'm here to correct
and
plenty of fell. You can run and hide, but you can't dodge what's in my weapon. Well, name another pot that's big or small, I'm contesting it still.
Yeah.
Name another spot or any section, I'm king of the hill. Name another squad that wanna test it, I'm beating them still. No, you can't dodge what's in my weapon. Well, name another pot that's big or small, I'm contesting it still. Name another spot or any section, I'm king of the hill.
Right. I know what it is, man. Weapon World Podcast, y'all know what we got in the building, man. We got BG. We got Kid Smooth. We got Jack Move. We got Black Bond, I mean. Blandrew, I mean, what you... You can't off-strafe us, bro. Like, the strafe too strong.